Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. Nancy says she's got no audio. Refresh time for Nancy. excuse me. I am still getting over this bug that knocked me down for 10 whole days. But it takes more than 240 hours of some virus coming into me. I've got a caller. It looks like the lines are clearing up. So we have Chips, I think, is out there. I see her. So it looks like we are good to go. What I found is I had to route my normal dial-in setup through the broadcast computer on my regular host number. I don't usually do it that way. We always have a backup connection with two Skype connections to the studio and on to Blog Talk. So I am broadcasting not quite the way I normally would, but we persevered, and I see we have the caller out there. So, Salsa, I'll get to you in just a second. So I'm hoping you guys can hear me, but let's just say this. SoulStream is on the air, and we are back in the saddle. I was trying to get to do some things with a show for Saturday and Sunday, but we had troubles with Dad. And he's still in the hospital, but good news, we got a call from the hospital tonight, not long after I got off the air with Chris and company, and he will be coming home tomorrow. And so we'll see how this goes. He's still in pretty frail condition, so we're just going to take it one day at a time, but we are getting him home after almost, I think we're coming up on 20 days. 19, 18 days, something like that. I lost track of the number of days, but it's been a while. So we are getting that all in hand. If somebody could just let me know you hear me, because I want to see like a, okay, good. People can hear me. That's good. Raj. All right. So I'm going to just say tonight we're going to do some mediumship tonight. I see the one caller out there. We'll definitely do more readings. I see Carrie has made it. She popped on just as I was walking out to go to the studio. And Carrie, I'm sorry. I was like going, I got to get the studio heated up or I'm going to freeze to death in there. So I had to turn the heater on, get everything running. Then I found out I had these troubles with audio, you know, dialing in. And, oh, God, it's been yeah. So anyway, Carrie, good to see you. She is from South Africa. And we have got these little decos. Yeah, and she is out there in the eastern country of Virginia. We have Chips and Salsa. Hello, my dear friend. She's dialed in. We got Gerber ACTM, and I'm about ready to cough. Excuse me. Okay, I turned the mic down. I didn't blow you guys out of the seats there. Jeannie Marie in Georgia. She's in Georgia. She's a southern woman. She's a woman of the South. Deep mysteries in Georgia. All right, we have Nancy Mum from the Bay Area, and she's my dear, dear friend, and I like her little cat there. She's got her little cat symbol. We got guest 15726, you are from France. Yes, we see you there. Tour de France. We have another one. Oh, my God, we got two of them. Okay, so I'm not going to say all their names, but we have guests in Duolitude. Let's see. We have Nancy Sky. We have two Nancys. And if I see Nancy Drew, I'm going to laugh. Let's see. We have Palindrome 5885, and we have Quinny. So good to see you. And let's see. I think we do. We have anybody else popping in? Ray Key One is here. Hi, I see you. And Luxie has joined us. So We kind of just decided to do an impromptu show here because I have not been on. I did that one show last week and trying to get back in the swing of things with a regular schedule. But I decided to go ahead and do some readings tonight if the phone situation would deal itself. So, Carrie, I see you. You just came in. So be back. Chris is going, be back, getting some food. Everybody wait for Chris to get her food, okay? We'll just all sit here and just we'll just play some music. Or I don't have music. Well, I've got some. But what do you think that Chris is going to get to eat? I'm just wondering what Chris is going to eat. Oh, my God. And so, oh, by the way, Nancy, I think you can get in now. So go ahead and try to dial in. Nancy is saying hi to everybody. Yeah, Carrie, I think it is coffee, but I think she's going to get donuts. She'll eat chips and salsa and a beer. Yeah, it sounds so bad for like a dude from California sitting there trying to talk Canadian, you know. How do you say that? It's kind of like a Valley speak thing, you know. Oh, I'm going to get some chips and coffee and some beer, eh? I don't know. I end up sounding like I'm from England or something, eh? She is going to kill us. We're making fun of her. Let's see. Galvanized 8 is here. I just saw you pop in. Good to see you. So tonight we'll do some mediumship. I do have someone with their hand up out there. I see a 956 caller. I am going to try to guess who that might be through the magic of Google. Let's do a 956 area code. That is the state of Texas. Texas. Wonderful state. I was born as far west of south as you can get. I was born in El Paso. On an army base out there. So that is a wonderful state. So we'll just say hello to whoever 956 is. You are on the air on Soulstream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from south of the, Brownsville, Texas.
Brownsville. You're right on the border with Mexico. Yeah,
yes.
You're another one of those extreme, you know, distances of Texas, kind of borderites. So welcome
yes.
aboard. Yeah, what's your name again?
Tony.
Tony. Hi, Tony.
And you're doing readings, and I just wanted to see if you have any messages for me since you're doing medium readings.
Oh, I immediately got a female, and I'm just trying to make sense of this. This is a woman of, and I've got my, for those of you who know how I do my show, I've got my my mind lamp on, and it turned deep, deep purple the minute she got on, which usually indicates deep spirituality. This, so I'm just going with a spiritual. A very, do you have a grandmother who was highly spiritual on your mom's side?
Oh, my God.
Is it, I mean, am I hitting on this? Yeah, this woman is highly spiritual. I mean, I'm getting the feeling that she's deeply connected. You know, she's got a big thing about God, and she is definitely crossed.
Well, my grandmother on my mom's side is still, she's living.
She's still alive.
She's still alive.
Okay, but what is this connection to? Is she deeply religious?
Her sister used to be a nun. Yes,
oh,
with
my sister.
God.
Okay, so it's on. Okay, I was in the right pew there. I just didn't get the relationship quite right, but it was in that same. Yeah, it's. So that's your mom's side, grandmother, and then grandmother's sister, your aunt.
Yes.
Okay, and she knew you in life, correct?
No.
Okay, she knows of you, but all right. So there, I'm just trying to get a feel for this. Why is she?
I'm pretty sure she did.
Were you born after she had passed?
She lived south of the border.
Okay, she lived south of the border, so she never met you in person,
no,
correct?
She never met me, correct.
Okay.
But my grandmother
well,
was.
I'm close
with my grandmother.
I just feel like she's around you and very protective of you. That's just the kind of the sense I get of this. Deeply, deeply religious. And she was a nun.
Yes, my grandmother is very religious.
So I'm just getting this feeling of incredible love for you. Very dedicated to the family. Your family's really tight. I mean, there's a real tight kind of bond there in that particular grouping in the family. Am I on target?
Yes. My mom's side, yes, they're very close.
Yeah. Dad's side, I don't know about, because I haven't focused anything on them. But these ones stepped forward. Mom's side has stepped forward. Handlebar mustache. Why am I being shown the guy with the handlebar mustache? This guy's like a farmer, but he's not a farmer. This guy's got a mustache, you know, and I'm trying to read why they're showing me this male. Male on your mom's side of the family. Can't quite place him yet, but I know he's to the side. What are you showing me? I can't quite place the industry this guy is in, but he's showing me like farm stuff, and I'm thinking farmer, but he's like kicking me in the. He's really opinionated. he's kicking my chops. This is an older male, mm-hmm. passed, and he was into something with farm equipment. Am I making sense to you? Is there some farm thing going on in your mom's side with an older gentleman who's passed?
The only person that I know of, and he, of course, most of my mother's relatives are from south of the border, is an uncle of hers. And my grandmother's side, he passed away. He lived out in a farm.
Okay, well, I'm getting... you're going to have to check into this because this man strikes me as somewhere between, 60 and 70, at the age he's... Pardon me?
It is probably him. He lived in a farm somewhere in Mexico. He died around 70 and he passed away because they had a well or something like that. I don't know if he accidentally failed or something.
Yeah.
He was living when I was living. I don't know the whole story, but he did live out somewhere in a ranch.
Well, he's stepping forward with your aunt, the nun, and the two of them are stepping forward, and they are basically, they come in visitation with you. And you've got one child? Your one child, right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay. But they're showing me another child. I'm seeing two children. Are you, I'm sorry to be so personal, but are you wanting to get another child?
I would love to have one more child.
Okay. Let's just say this. I wouldn't be surprised in the coming year if you got some nice news and the little stick turned blue. And you had a little plus.
My daughter was a blessing to me.
So I really think that that's in the cards. They're talking about this other child coming in, and I'm just getting a strong feeling of the children. And your mother's side is really into this. This is like they're all they're talking this up, and they're excited that you're getting to kind of hear this and. I've got the two of them. Dad's side, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing. They're all just standing back. They're like really aloof.
We weren't that close. We were we were very attached to my grandmother, mom's side. And right now my grandma's living in. We love her.
Well, Dad's side, Dad's still alive, correct?
Yes.
There's, but I'm getting, did Dad have brothers?
No, he's the only man.
Is there, are there people who would have been to the side of him like a brother? Because I'm getting like a brother energy with him. Is there like cousins and things like that on that side of the family? And don't tell me who. Just say yes or no.
I do not know, to be honest.
Okay. I'm getting a male, your dad's side. He's stepping forward. He's kind of busting my chops a little because it's not so much aloof. It's just that they do care about you. Don't take this as being like they don't care for you. They're basically in support of, they're equally as excited about the child, okay? But this man passes in a car accident, impact. I'm getting something with, like, either broken back, broken neck, something like that. It just, 1, 2, 3, gone. He's out. And this happens...
6 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, I was going for somewhere between 5 to 20, and I was trying to get... I was just asking them. Now the mind lamp turned deep, deep red, which is love. I was just trying to range in on it, just as you said that. I was going 5 to 20, and I'm going, which is it? Where's the number? I don't know about 6, but what I do know is this, is he's 1, 2, 3 gone. He's kind of a thinnish man, hawk face, thin hawk face. There's a G name. I'm not getting a name. Usually I'm good with names, and I've been, sorry, I'm a little bit out of practice with this. I'm just getting back after all this illness and stuff in my family. So we've been through the meal here, you know what I mean? But this guy is, what I will say is this, he's definitely passed. He's definitely, this is a car accident, some kind of injury. Either he got hit or he was in the car. This part I don't know, but what he does make clear is there is definitely support from dad's side for you. And, do not think that just because the living relationships are kind of in the state that they're in, that they don't care. Mm-hmm. They've just kind of stepped back while the closeness of the other side of the family is around you, but realize that they are there. And not only that, you can talk with them, especially the ones of the past. And not only that, talk to your dad, even though he may not be in present, in the room. Speak to him in spirit, because you can speak to a living spirit just as much as you can speak to one who's passed, and their higher self will acknowledge and work with you. So that can be improved on. Don't take that as like that's forever. But, equal excitement, both sides of the family about the child coming in. Maybe a few challenges. Do you have, they're talking health condition. Do you have an existing, pre-existing health condition or something that's being monitored?
No, but I have issues.
Okay. If I would say this, definitely get your. I think what they're trying to do is kind of get your attention on to taking care of your health then, and definitely be right on top of all your medical stuff, because they the way they're talking this up is you really need to pay attention to your health on this one. I think that's important. They just want to make sure that you're going to be on top of that. Your existing child.
Mm-hmm.
It's a girl, right? This is a girl?
Yes.
Is she rather precocious?
What does that mean?
Like, smart. Is she like ahead of her years? She's smart, 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 kind of on top of everything?
She is. Too smart.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting deep orange on the mind lamp. Very analytical. Very can take things apart kind of thing and see. And not only that, she sees into things instantly and kind of operates almost at an adult level. You got a real interesting one there. She's going to be something. She's going to be a handful. You're going to get gray hair on this one.
Yes. She was never a child. She's 7 years old, but we never treated her, or her father was very strict, very cold. To him, when she would be ill, he would like, no, suck it up. You can't be. I mean, we don't gotta go to the doctor. You need to. No, there's no such thing. You could take care of it yourself or go away. You need to be more independent. As far as
no,
she was never a child, in other words, because of the way he treated her, like as if he was in the military or something.
Is now she's with you though, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would say, you know, that it's like the other that other side of the family is going to be very. I get the feeling they're going to bust his chops from the other side. He's going to have his hands full sleeping at night. Let's put it that way. He ain't going to have a great time. I do get some feeling like is your family very intuitive on your mother's side? Are they very touchy feely people, especially with a psychic sense?
My grandmother.
Well, guess what?
Huh.
There's a reason your daughter has these abilities, okay?
Oh.
Your daughter is ahead of herself because she's very much bringing that through. I would not be surprised if she's seeing spirits or having some sort of interaction with spirits. She may even be having conversations with your aunt and our handlebarred guy, farmer from south of the border. But I feel that she does have some gifts in that area. That may be something that may present itself. If it does, don't be frightened of it. Just talk to the rest of the family who've been through it. And you know, I went through the whole same thing myself when this all started happening for me. And my family were all, you know, I mean, I'm not unique in the family, trust me. And so they just, you know, brought me into the fold and said, okay, this is how it is. And you're going to have to work it out, how you're going to deal with it. But here's
very,
not what we do.
She's very curious. She's not scared. She's very curious about herself.
Well, yeah, I got a feeling. Have you seen her having conversations with, like, imaginary friends or anything like that?
No.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That rears its head. Let's just say that.
Her and I are very close.
Okay.
I have a very close bond with her. If not the bond that she has.
It hasn't happened yet, huh?
Well, I hope it
doesn't. Well, I don't know. I started having stuff happen when I was about 5, you know, and then I could verbalize it when I was in, it took me a while to be able to verbalize what was going on, because it just seemed like, I thought it was just, you know, it was just stuff that happened to everybody, and I never told anybody about it, so just be aware, you know, but I really think she's got the gift, whatever it is your grandmother had, you know, was your grandmother mediumistic, or was she psychic?
I really do not know what she would do, to be honest. I never ask questions or anything like that. Yeah, I just wasn't. I was very skeptical about things like this before. As to now, I read and I want to know more of things.
Well, you're going to know more, trust me. I guarantee you, you're going to know more. I really feel strongly there's spirit is around this child, and not only that, around you, making sure that you're taken care of. So, really, I mean, the messages are deep, deep love. You know, if I really had to pin it down, deep, deep love around you. You know, very strong potential for a child in the coming year for you, another one, and watch your health. That's the only big thing is. Just be aware that there may be some conditions that might pop up, but I don't honestly, they're making me feel it like it's no big deal. You just have to stay on top of it. And again, the family connection, the issues with the dad and all that, the other side, the family on that side, yeah, they're all kind of that way, but they've had time. The ones that have passed are looking at it and they're trying to kind of, you know, pop through and make sure that he improves. And time may tell with that, but I don't know that that's going to be the case. But I do strongly just get this feel of deep, deep love on your mom's side with this whole thing, and you know, my best to you.
It's funny that you brought up something. I just remember that her father, his grandmother, she was a medium or psychic or something, and she just popped. That just popped into my head right now. But,
well, I just think that she's going to, I just really feel strongly with your child This one, and I believe the other one, the one that's going to be coming, is also going to have this, whatever this is that they have. I feel like it's strong psychic ability, and that could evolve in multiple directions. And they're going to kind of find their own way, with this. But if it starts manifesting, don't be scared of it. You've got all these resources on the internet and books and things that can help you. And just speak with people about it, and they can help guide you in that area. But she's very curious, very, very intelligent. She's going to be like a sponge, you know. So just throw information at her and watch her grow. And yeah, well, all I know is she's just a big sponge. And she's scary adult-like at this age. I mean, it's kind of. Yeah, I just get this scary adult kind of energy. She's almost like your mom in some ways. It's like, okay. But I hope that. What's that, huh?
She's very outspoken, but I do instill the fear in her and remind her that I am still her mother.
Yeah, well, you know, I think in about when she turns about 17, I think the tables will be turned. But I think you're going to have to kind of. She's a really great kid too, and I just get. I think you're going to have the time of your life with her. Really, she's going to be the apple of your eye kind of thing, and so is this other child coming in. I'm just going to take a risk and say, boy. I think boy energy.
So am I going to get married? There's somebody in my life. Can they tell me about the person who I have an interest in or give me direction as far as him?
I feel like it's going to go well. I feel like the relationship is going to get better. I feel the wavering right now. Like he's not. I feel fear. Not me feel fear, but
I feel like.
What I feel is like the normal male nervousness energy about a relationship, you know, when he's trying to define his feelings. And the thing is, just don't push it. Just be how you are with him all the time. Strong loving commitment and all that kind of thing that you're in with him on. And then I think he's going to come around to this. But I do feel I feel a boy child. I really do, and I feel like it's going to be a good. It'll be a good outcome.
We're not in a relationship. We just talk. Oh, not even. We haven't spoken. But it's somebody that came into my. They came back in my past. But that's pretty much what you're getting as far as him.
You're breaking up a little. But I'm going to say what I think I heard. You're talking about that he was from your past and he's come back into the picture. Correct?
Yes. We've spoken a couple of times, but never discussed. Or talk about being in a relationship. I'm just going with the flow.
I just feel like he's. I feel like that this has got strong potential. I feel the thing I feel with him. I'm just getting shown some stuff, and I'm trying to make sense of it. Symbols. That I'm not used to. What are you trying to tell me? And this is my guides coming in on this one. Is he in a transportation business? I mean, I keep seeing vehicles around him. Lots of vehicles. I don't know if this is trains or what, but is he in some kind of vehicle?
He's in law enforcement.
Okay. Yeah, is he in and around a lot of traffic then? Is there something that's... I see him moving all the time, and there's vehicles all around him. I mean, does he drive?
Patrol.
Okay, so he's in a police car, and he's doing...
detective work.
And he's really... And he's come back into your life just out of the blue.
We talked just about sometime in December that him and I... But we have communication, and then... We don't have communication for about 2 weeks, and I don't know. And it's when I'm around him, it's good, but when it's, when I'm out of sight, out of mind,
well,
I guess.
Well, I would, I don't know. I mean, this is a mixed bag, but I get the feeling of nervous male energy, and he's just not sure what to do with the feelings. And especially for police, that can be, they're very protective of their kind of inner heart because they see so much pain, you know, and as a detective, he's going to definitely see some of the uglier sides of life. You may want to pin him to the wall and say, what's the deal, bub? You know, but I do get a relationship of some sort is coming your way, a good man. I don't know if the trains and stuff like that were meant for this guy, but I'm seeing vehicles, lots of vehicles. And is there ocean nearby you? There's ocean near Brownsville, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is there like trains and stuff that deliver cargo and stuff to is there like a port there where they deliver cargo and ships pull in and
things
happen? Yes. Like, okay, I keep seeing that, man, and it's like they're like driving this whole point home. It's like all this transportation hub stuff coming in, and this guy is connected with that in some way. So I don't know if it's your detective.
Close by a train. He lives nearby a railroad track, the railroad track train.
Oh. And is that not far from the ocean then?
It's not. It's considered Brownsville. It's maybe like 20 minutes.
Okay, so, but he would be around that in his job description. He would be around all that and going to and from and being in and around all that kind of area, right?
What he does is bomb technician, and he does the background checks.
So he would be kind of, until there's some crazy person does something like that, he's generally in the office kind of a thing, but when the things happen, he's out in the field, right?
He does a little bit of everything.
Okay, well then, I really think that it's strong potential that it's him, but I'm not convinced yet. I think that I'm 50-50 on this because all I know is that they keep screaming at me, trains, this guy's around trains and ships and I see cars, but I mean, I'm seeing heavy transportation. I don't know if it's your guy here, but I do know this. Mm-hmm. This year, relationship, male child. Be happy.
I really think
that this may be I'll just take a guess here. I don't know that it's going to be the detective. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is another male. Mm-hmm. young, highly energetic, very devoted. Would be the qualities I see in him. And clear of mind, very, very stable. Precisely the kind of guy you'd be looking for. But very stable, very clear of mind, and very open about his heart and his feelings. So that's kind of, I think, an ideal setup there. And he's trustworthy. And I think that's a rare commodity. So if you run into a guy like that, I'd definitely snag that one. Hang on to him tight, okay? All right.
Thank you very much for all the information. I'm going to speak to my dad about that person. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, God bless, and thank you. That was a great reading. Oh, whoops, I hit my button and knocked myself out. There we go. She dropped just as I hit the button and I muted myself. Anyway, let me see. Where are we at? We're going to do station identification. And then we'll go into the next calls here. And I think I may extend the show out for another half hour after that. So we'll do, the Wicked intro. I always like the kind of the Southwest music here. So this is Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com. Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, in the Kingdom of Gold, you're listening to Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com. and we are back. I got to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been going on around here. Lots of spirit energy making its presence known in the house and around my little cabin where I stay here on the ranch while I watch over my parents. Hey, thanks, Gerber. Mr. Medium, that's me. Well, anyway, I had done some interesting stuff. I was on the way home from the John Edward presentation out there in Santa Rosa here back in mid-January, and I happened to drive through the town of Napa, and a lot of people know Napa for being a wine country and things like that. But a little known fact is that half of Napa was owned by my very own family. And we actually had a very large cattle ranch on the southern portion of Napa. And that was ultimately absorbed by the Napa Airport and the surrounding area. And that's all now been really built up. But at the very end of the whole thing, we had basically just like a very small postage stamp size piece of land left with my great-grandmother at one end and then my two uncles at the other, who retained the old family homestead. And that was built in 1906, I think it was. And that was family who came over from the Azores on that side, the Almada family. And so there was people from Island of Peak in St. George. And I've traced that history back. I found that lost history here a few years back. I was just amazed. And here it is. It's turning purple again, the lamp. So my family's listening in. But I stopped on the way home. And I took about 2 minutes to sit outside where the house used to be. Now, that's all been bulldozed down, and there's a new building there. It looks like a hospital that's there. But I thought, how cool would it be if I did some EVPs of my own family from that place? And I wanted to just see what they were doing. And not only that, get their take on what's happening with Dad. And so I went ahead and did this EVP session. Well, I forgot about it. You know, and when I got home, I put everything away, and I was just working with my recorders the other day, and I found this tape I'd done. And I went, "Oh my God, I forgot!" So I went ahead and did an EVP analysis on this, and it was just I was astounded. I mean, because there was direct references to me, my name, a direct reference to my mother when my uncle first he had. Basically been not of right mind. He had a stroke similar to my father's. And at the very end, he became very, very violent. And so he had to be restrained. But at the very day that he passed, my mother walked in, and my mother being a medium, she walked in the room and felt death in the room. And she immediately ran and got a Catholic priest because they were Catholic. And knowing that, you know, Frank wanted last rites done, she brought the priest in, and they did last rites, and he quieted, and he had been thrashing and really fighting it, and the minute the priest showed up, he calmed right down, and totally just you know, his last moments were passed in peace. But, you know, skip to the forward, you know, to today, this time frame, you know, a month ago, I'm out there doing this CBP session. And Frank comes through, my Uncle Frank comes through, and he says to me, you know, on the recorder, he says, tell, and I won't say my mother's name on air, but I tell so-and-so, thanks for bringing the priest in. And I was just blown away. So I'm going to upload that on a future show. I'll share that. You know, that EVP was just stunning. And what was strange was the first portion of the EVPs were all in reverse. So they did these when we did the EVP, I did the EVPs. They weren't making sense until I flipped them around, and then I got these big, long, very very good, very high quality Class B EVPs with that were very easy for me to interpret. With direct messages about the family. So I'm going to play a few of these. I didn't know I was going to do this show, otherwise I would have had them up. But I did that last night, and when I did the analysis, I was just sitting there stunned, you know, going, whoa. And I just kind of saying out loud, of, you know, thanks, Uncle Frank, Uncle John, you guys rock, you know. So, I mean, it just goes to show you that EVPs aren't always about you know, just going out and dealing with some, you know, unknown spirit. It could be people you know and love, you know, and they'll come through for you if you just take the time to go talk with them. And I'm not even sure that it would have been necessary for me to be physically at that location, but me taking the time to stop at a place that meant something to that much to our family and be there and call out to them and have them respond like that, there's a lot of power in that. So if you ever get the chance and you have a recorder and you think about going to, you know, the place of some ancestors and you call out to them, I would bet that they're going to call back to you and say, hey, guess what? We've got some messages for you. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take our next caller here. I see you out there, Mia, and we're going to go ahead and bring you on. I think you're on Skype. Hello, Mia.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm sorry I made you wait that long, but you are on Soul Stream, so welcome aboard. And where are you from, Mia?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. It's cold there, huh?
Very.
Yeah, I landed there years and years ago. I landed on a plane in December at 20 below zero on ice.
God.
That was a really cool thing to do.
Oh, my God.
You know,
When's
it going to stop? Please stop playing.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
So what brings you to Soulstream on this dark and cold and windy night in Chicago?
I'm, I guess, learning to be more in touch with my intuitive side.
Okay.
I'm starting to meditate and I guess I want to say free my mind. I don't know if that might make sense to you, but anyway, I'm just trying to be more spiritual and, you know, see what it brings me.
Okay. And how's that going?
I've been kind of lazy with my meditation days. I think I might prefer to do it in the morning. Because sometimes when I do it at night, I just fall asleep the next thing I know and it's daylight. So,
it's not a terrible sin because, trust me, it happens to me. There are meditations that are actually called falling to sleep meditations that are good for you to do. So you can actually combine that with, you know, your regular morning work if you wanted to do some morning work. And then at night, go ahead and do one that, you know, just find some falling to sleep meditations. And then use that. And trust me, your higher self is going to be working with the other side when you do that kind of thing. So just count it as, you know, it may sound, quote, lazy, but it's not. You're taking the effort to try. And it's just that your body is saying, oh, by the way, I'm out like a light. But your mind is out. I mean, your mind is out. You're in the astral when you sleep. And so you're doing work. But I just get the sense that what has this been going on, 6 months, 8 months? That you've been doing this?
Not actually doing it, but I've been, I guess you could say, more aware. The things I say to you, I don't know if they make sense. I've just become more aware. And
no, I agree. I understand. Yeah.
I'm trying to make a conscious effort.
You know, the thing with this is, like, I do meditation, and I'm the same way. I mean, I got to admit it. I mean, there's times when you just don't feel like meditating, and you don't need to beat yourself up about it. You know, I can do, you know, it's like tonight. I really didn't do much meditation before I came on here to do readings, and I really should. So, I mean, the next time I go to do that, I generally take 15 minutes before I come in to do readings, and I basically try to find out what spirits are kind of waiting around, you know, to talk to people. And sometimes I'll get names, and I'll kind of know ahead of time of what's going on. Sometimes they'll edge to the, you know, I'll go into the right proper state, and I'll start getting these energies coming through. Tonight it was just kind of a, you know, I'm just going to drop and read and see what I get. And, you know, cause I've been out of it for a bit. But in your case, what I get with this, did this interest come about in the last 6 to 8 months that you just started thinking about this and then you've been applying yourself ever since?
Yes.
Okay. Is is there somebody like a sister to you that is into this? I mean, did you come to this through another person? Did another
no.
person kind of, is it, who's the sister energy that is with you that's like this too, that has these same feelings? There's a sister energy with you.
Oh, I don't know who that could be. I do have a sister, but she, I don't even think she would even delve into anything like this.
Well, I'm getting a sisterly energy, and that doesn't have to mean, necessarily mean familial sister. It could, this could mean friend. There's someone close to you who's who would be like someone to your side, who is female, of course, and is of the same mind. And I think you may be surprised at this. I don't think that if you don't know about it now, you will, because I think that this may come up in conversation. And you may find that that will help you in your work. You're throwing the effort out there, and when you do meditation, when you do this kind of work, it's kind of like throwing like a stone into a pond, and it sends ripples out, and sometimes the ripples come back, and there's somebody just appears that is there to help you, especially when you're on the path and you're seeking. So I honestly strongly get this female presence that's near you that you may not know who this is right off the bat, but I'm just getting this feeling like you're going to be in, you know, you're going to be working with this person, and it's a she for sure, definitely she.
Okay.
And I feel like you know this person, but you don't know of the fact that she's into this too, and has more experience in it, and may be able to show you some things and techniques. So keep your antenna open. That's the feel I get here.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is for you, and I'm just going to just throw it out there because they're yelling at me, and I'm just going to go with it, because one thing you learn to do in this business of being a medium is your logical side starts to say, no, that can't be it. And I'm getting hit over the head with a hammer. So, and I'm going to tell those guys, yes, I get it. Okay. Do you know someone named Sandy or Sandra?
Yes.
Is this person, this person is not past, right?
No, I don't believe so, but I've been out of touch with her for many years. My aunt on my father's side.
Okay. I'm getting like very strong, you know, I've been getting Sandy stuff all day long, and I'm going, why am I getting frigging Sandy things? And now I know. I really think that, yeah, because I didn't get that she was past, but what I get is that it would be really good for you to call or find out more with what's going on with Sandra or Sandy.
Okay.
I'm getting a strong green. I have something here called a mind lamp that I turn on when I work in studio, and it tends to show up, and it's in a very dark green kind of line. Actually, now it's gone lime green. I just get really good energy. Was very nice person. I mean, I'm getting nice energy with her. She really is good for you, and I really think it would be good for you to be in contact. I get the feeling she may be the spiritual one. I don't know. You went out of contact, right?
No. Yeah, I haven't talked to her since I probably was in my early 20s, middle 20s, yeah.
And
after some people passed in the family, we just kind of lost touch. My mother kept more in touch. I mean, she's my aunt, but my mother, you know, talked to her more than I kind of did. So,
well, I am getting that's what this whole. Yeah, I've had it. I'm going to say this. The last 2 days, I've been getting this strong sensation about the name Sandy or Sandra, and I've been going, why am I getting this? And I didn't know where to put it. But I really feel that you need to be in contact with her. Do what you can to get in contact with her. I think there's going to be some surprises for you, and I would love to hear what this turns out to be, because they're not giving me any information other than that. It seems like it's a, you know, they're just, basically I'm the messenger, go call, and they don't want me to know anymore. And I'm going, okay, I've done my job. Hello. But, you know, the whole meditation thing with you too, this did not just come about by accident. This came about because something else happened with you. And you've had did you do this before? That you tried to do this before, right? Was this something that you were interested in before?
It's something I've always been interested in, but circumstances kind of as of late. I've had many things happen over the years, and I was always very frightened of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I had no one to, you know, guide me or anything, and it was, I'm not going to say taboo in my family because it wasn't taboo, but it's just as of late, talking to my mother, I'm beginning to find out that different, like, I really believe that my great-grandmother was, I don't believe she was psychic, but my mother tells me a lot of people used to seek her out for advice, and she never really talked much, but whatever she said, it was always very profound. And then I'm finding out my mother has some talents that she doesn't really use. So then I was like, this is where all this comes from, because I've had things that have happened to me over the years, and it's like putting two and two together.
Welcome to being a medium.
So...
I'm sorry, your family, you know, I mean, you beat me to the punch, but, you know, on because I was kind of leading that way, you're following the path that is so standard for so many of us who go this direction, and it runs in families. And, you know, your mother may not, you know, have said it, you know, in so many words, but your grandmother is a medium, you know, she was a medium. And you and your mother has, you know, distinct gifts, and that's passed through to you. And you've probably had experiences your whole life that you couldn't quite explain, and in knowings, inner leadings, and things like that. That's part of the job, you know, the job description of a medium. Psychic. There's so many different ways to describe it. You know, some people just use the word psychic. Mediumship is the next step where you're speaking with spirits and that kind of thing. I mean, I sense that you, if I had to get to take a stab at it, you've had interactions with spirits.
Yes. When I was 3 or 4 years old, I remember, and me and my mom were just recently talking about this. At nighttime, we lived in a small apartment, and I had a bedroom, but my mother said I never used to like to sleep in there. But I remember that there was a man that used to come and visit me at night. And when he left, he just walked straight through the wall. And I think that frightened me so much that after that, and I used to tell her about this too. So it frightened me so much that, I guess he never came back or never said anything else to me. But then once I got in my 30s, there was an incident with I had a boyfriend who I loved dearly. I really loved this guy. He was my world. And he died suddenly. I was with him. I was with him. And right before he passed it, and I was just so depressed. And I remember being in the bathroom or something, and I was like thinking maybe I should just end it all, and a voice came to me and said, no, you know, you can't do that. And so I remember I was just in the bathroom talking, holding a conversation. I got messages. I mean, nobody was verbally talking to me, but I could hear it. And after, yeah. I remember walking out the bathroom into my bedroom. And this particular apartment building that I lived in, it was a brand new rehabbed apartment building. But in the apartment I lived in, it had like 12-foot high ceilings. And there was always a light on the ceiling that never worked when I moved in. But anyway, this particular day I walked into the room and the light was on. And from there, I guess I began to feel better and just kind of try to move on with my life.
Yeah.
That was just so profound to me. And
that's classic mediumship. I mean, and what you were hearing, the voices, there are the different clairs, which are the is French word for clear and clear sensing. And so all the different senses of the body can be tied into mediumship, you know, clear sight, clear hearing. What you are hearing with the voice is clairaudience is what it's called. And I'm clairaudient, very clairaudient. And I also, you know, I'm clairvoyant. And a few other lesser senses occasionally kick in with me. Sometimes I will see spirits. I don't see them as much as some other mediums, but occasionally, you know, I'll just see energies moving. Occasionally I will have the face on encounter for just a second and you're like, wow, that was cool. But more often than not, you hear them or you get the symbols, which is my number one sense is, you know, the clairvoyance where I literally pick up on the, you know, the impressions they're giving me. But when you're hearing the voices, you know, like that, it's not that you're crazy or anything. It's that, you know, these are developed skills that you
okay,
can learn
to work. One voice, and it's always just so profound. Like, don't do that, or, you know, or.
Yeah, that could be your higher self communicating with you, or it can be your guides. You may want it. The point I'm making is you may want professional training. You're trying to kind of do it on your own, which is a good start. You know, you're kind of reading up and you're looking around. I went through, you know, professional training for what I do. And, you know, and I went through, you know, formal lessons. I went to school for a medium. And there's a whole system to it. And when you learn to work with that, you know, as a system, and you're able to look at the impressions you're getting and start to trust the senses that you have, and then throw these things out there, and not to make guesses. You know, you have to come in, like, you hear me say stuff, you know, I'll say, you know, okay, this and this is what I'm sensing. Is that correct? Because I'm throwing it out there. This is what I'm getting. Am I on the right track? Because I may be reading the symbol wrong. And then the spirits will give me the next step. And then I just, and it's a game, it's basically a game of guessing our way through it with help from the other side. And then we, you know, we make that connection, and I can feel them. It's like it's just an amazing thing. So you are a medium, you know, welcome to the club.
One thing, you know, I have a problem with, I can't do crowds. Mm-hmm. I can't be around a whole bunch of people.
I have
seen
trouble, kids.
But oh, I'm a nurse, so, I mean, there could be 50 nurses on the floor, but do you know which one they're going to come to? And sometimes it just drives me bonkers.
You can learn to turn off the sensations. That's part of the lessons, is that you can learn to control it. Part of the exercises are to be able to when something is coming in and you don't want that energy, is to tell it to back off, and that you have control over that. You can close your senses down. I often imagine mine is like a, you know, especially in my third eye and crown chakras, I can close those down. I imagine them to be like a flower, and I just close the petals, and that shuts my senses off. Another tool that you can use if you're not having good luck with that, sometimes there's days you just cannot shut it off. Go eat something. You know, the act of eating changes the conditions in your body that it puts more energy out of your brain into what you're dealing with digesting. And it seems to shut down the psychic centers. So if you're having a bad time with that, just eat a little something and off you go. I don't like to eat just before I do readings for this very reason. You know, I want to, that's the time I want to open up. So I tend to eat less and, you know, tend to drink more fluids and things like that. And we burn through water. You'll find that too when you're doing readings. You'll burn through a lot of water, and you'll come out just extremely thirsty. So always keep water with you when you're doing the work. But if you're running around in a hospital in your situation, you're exposed to a lot of spirits.
I work in nursing home.
Yeah, nursing home.
Which is just as bad.
You're in with spirits who've recently crossed. And not only that, you're dealing with energies from the other side who come in to help do the crossings over. So they are there too. And you're exposed to all that, and here you are sensitive in that atmosphere. Oh, dear God. you know, it really would benefit you to get the professional training to go through the coursework so that you have some tools to arm yourself so you can deal with that, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, I really strongly, you know, there's schools around. You know, Carol Scarborough is my teacher, and she's just amazing. And I'll have to find her link here for you. It's Imagine Spirit, www.imaginespirit.com. And I haven't talked with her in quite a while. So, but if you can get out there and check that out, and I'm not even sure I got her last name right. I know her first name is Carol. I haven't even talked to her in forever, but I'm looking at my Imagine Spirit diploma that I've got. And Carol Nicholson. I knew it was like two names together, Carol Nicholson. And she has like an online course where you can just you can go through the lessons and then just submit your testing afterwards. But you have to go through all the meditations and go through all the point by point and really know it inside out. And I took 2 years just because I took my sweet time. But at the very end of it, I really went back and I started all over again. And I went through 2 months of just heavy, intense work, and it was real growth for me. But now I use it all the time. Like there's a whole system, you know, when you are doing a reading for someone, I talk about to the side, and you know, if I suddenly feel a male presence, I'll say, "Where do you belong?" And the spirit will move in my mind to either the father's side or the mother's side, and now I know kind of where to place them. And then I start asking, "Where do you sit in the hierarchy?" And they'll move kind of on this mental screen in my mind. And that was part of the lessons, is to help you come to terms with, you're not just guessing, you're having them show you, and you've got a tool to work with. So, you know, I'm just trying to get it through to you that it will benefit you so much, because you really are on the path. I mean, I strongly commend you for what you're trying to do.
Okay. My question to you was, did my guide or did anyone have a message for me?
The message talk here, and the message is that you are a medium. Welcome to the club. And, I really feel like you're drawn to people to help them. That's why you got into nursing in some respect, but I don't think that you're quite where you belong. That's kind of the sense I get of this whole thing. I feel like you're kind of like, this is a nice stepping stone for you, but I really feel that you're going to go into more of this type of work. Do you have an interest in doing more people work? You know, helping people work through their stuff rather than dealing with all the nurse stuff. I mean, is that something that you're contemplating?
Yeah, kind of. Because at work, I'm more of a ask me if she can get it done type person.
Yeah, I just feel like let's
say
the
to me and.
Yeah, I really get strong social connection with you, and I really get a strong sense that they're letting you know through this communication here that that's the direction and the path that you is a potential for you. You're the one that has to make the decision, though. It's not just something fated on a board. You control the situation. However, you are on when we come into this life, we're on a kind of a life path that we follow, and we have some general lay of the land stuff that, you know, is laid before us, and we have the choice to go down that direction or not. You so far have been following that path before you, and now here you are, and you're questioning it, and now you're looking around and going, am I sane? Is this going the way I want? And you know, now you're getting a message from the other side that, yes, this is exactly what's going on, and yes, you are a medium, and yes, here are some options before you that you might not have known about, but you've been kind of like trying to educate yourself. And you just discovered now that there's all these resources that can help you. I just strongly get with you that you'll be really good at this. And you may not even want to be quote professional medium, but there's so many people in service industry type work where they're working with people as counselors or psychiatrists or, you know, things that are hands-on where they're helping people that they don't talk about it. And yet they're doing mediumship work and they're calling it something else under a professional title. And that's done every day. There are doctors out there who are mediums and they see spirits and work with in the medical industry. And they're direct hand in hand with the other side. And they don't talk about that in their professional work because they'd be laughed out of there. But they really truly are mediums and they're talking with the other side and they do amazing things and they're highly spiritual men and women. So you've got a pretty open slate before you, you know, and I really think that you're going to have a great life.
Also, I think my because when I look at him, it's just this feeling I get.
if that's what you're getting, trust it, number one, because, you know, that the very first lesson in this business is when you get an instinct, you know, just like you heard me when I was talking about, you know, Sandra Sandy. I mean, I didn't know where that was coming from. The last 2 days, this spirit has been beating the crap out of me about saying, you're going to talk about Sandy. Okay, I get it. You know, and it, yeah, whoever this was is in your family, because this one is like really insistent. And they're not telling me who they are, but it's a female. I know that.
Okay.
And she will not identify where she's coming from. But boy, is she like a, you're going to talk about this. It's all over my face about this. Okay, I got it. I did it. Are you happy? That happened to me down at a couple of years ago. I was down in the Southwest on a trip, and I was in a very haunted location. And a friend of mine who's very famous in the paranormal world, I was working with her on this in this haunted place. And the whole night I've got this guy named Tim just beating me about the head, going, you've got to tell her about me. You've got to tell her that Tim's here. You've got to tell her. And I finally, you know, had to stop the investigation I'm on. I turn around to her. I go, I got to tell you, because this guy is a pain in my ass. Tim says hi. And she completely freaks out and starts almost crying. And I go, what's this about? And I go, because this guy is a pain. And she starts to tell me about him, and it would be just like him. And he just said, I just want you to know I'm okay. And I passed that message on. And he had died suddenly of some disease, and she was just heartbroken. And he just wanted to get the message through, and he picked me, you know. So, I mean, in this case, same thing here. Whoever this woman is, she's extremely formidable, very formidable woman. But she wanted to get this whole message in about that. And is your grandmother passed?
Yes,
your grandmother's
she
passed,
is.
Right? Was she formidable?
Oh,
is she like kind of pussy?
A force to be reckoned with.
Well, then she's the one. She's like this. She's really pushy. She's been at,
yes.
Yeah. Well, she's been on my ass for the last 2 days, and so yes, I got it. So okay. So bottom line, I passed on the message that you're a medium. Embrace it. Be one with it.
Okay.
Welcome. And I hope you check out mediumship schools. You know, you don't have to. They're not expensive. They can be very helpful, or go to the local metaphysical store in your area and connect up with the local community of mediums, and you'll find some really great people. And just trust your instincts. You know, you'll know who's right to work with and who's not. Trust that instinct you have, and you'll find the right person. Like I found Carol, and
okay.
She turned out to be just wonderful. And I occasionally work with her, and she's just this nice, nice lady who just had a ton of information, and she changed my life. So. I hope that helps. I really
okay.
do.
I thank
okay.
you so much.
Okay, Mia. You take care
okay.
and good luck in your future. I just see good
and
things
I will
for you.
Let you know what happens.
Okay, you got a deal.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye now. All right, let's see. We have 51 minutes remaining. I extended the show. And let's see. Oh, and the K2 just went off again. I have an auditory circuit that I built into the K2. I did a little modification on that unit. And every so often I get a spirit energy popping in here, and I've got a spirit in the room with me right now, which is pretty cool. It was warming up, and now it's deep cold. So I think that might be grandmother coming in. Anyway, we got a late night here, and I've got two callers on hold. I got Salsa, and then I see 718 out there with her hands up. And I see you out there, Carrie, but I don't think you have your hand up. She's international. We are an international show now. Let's see. We got Carrie Whisper out there, Castle 407, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Chips and Salsa, Curious Listener, that's Chris, Daru 3, good to see you, Gerber Daisy TM, Gina Monteforte. I like that name. That's exotic. And let's see. We've got Jeannie Marie. We've got Lexi. Nancy Mum, my dear friend out there in the Bay Area, Nancy Sky, and Vicky Lady, as if Vicky isn't a lady name. Okay, so we are going to do a quick station ident, and then I will jump in and take Salsa's call, and then we'll get into 718. And let's see, I think we need to do a little bit of enigma. Let's do that. So this is Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
And we are back, and the wisdom of listening to spirits who are a royal pain in my rump. That woman was riding my tail for the last 2 days to say, Sandy, Sandra, and I didn't even know I was going to be doing a show tonight, and I had her all over my case. So I got the feeling that I got I basically got poked in the rear end by a medium out there who has passed and wanted to get this message through for Mia. So, Mia, it was a real honor working with you on tonight and reading for you, and I really sincerely hope the best for you, because I really think you've got some talent. I think that your whole family line is incredibly gifted, so go get them, kid. So, anyway, I'm going to bring Salsa on, and Salsa
Hi.
Is here. Welcome aboard.
How are you? It's so good to hear you back. That's
well, it's
very
good to be
refreshing.
Back. My God, I went through hell. I was sitting there going, this hurts so bad. And I was taking medicine. I ended up sounding like, you know, Bill Clinton. Hi, my name's John. I'm here in the White House. Yeah, it's good to be here. But we're back, and I've got a voice again. I cough occasionally, but we are good. A lot of violet energy off the mind lamp tonight, just as I started talking with you. You got some is there good stuff going on with you?
I don't know. I've got always all kind of stuff going on with me. You know that.
Yeah, but I get some good energy. Is there like a good
Oh, I hope
going
so.
On?
You know, I've been missing my grandmother, who's now dead 35 years. The end of last month, and you know, lots of chaos going on. Man, I wish she was around. She would always know what to say and do and be able
well,
to.
They're around. Yeah, they're hanging out in the bathroom.
Yay, because that's my favorite place to be. So that's good to know.
Just to think, when you're just in there doing your biz and spirits, I got to tell you guys, that, I mean, I brought it up a couple times before, but, you know, sometimes you're in the bathroom and the spirit doesn't care what you're doing. They'll come in and start messing with you, and you're like, what are you doing? I mean, Debbie Caruso, EVP specialist who passed here a few years back, you know, and who really kind of helped get me into this, and she, a wonderful spirit, wonderful lady. I had her one night. I'm kind of picking up on her, and I'm sensing what she's going on about. And you know, I had a show in the works and everything, and was getting ready for that. And she follows me right into the bathroom, and I'm going, Debbie, I'm trying to go. You know, would you go?
Well, you know, the most intimate moments with growing up with my grandmother were either in the kitchen or in the bathroom. You know, as a child, they're there with you, whether they bathe you or help you with your toileting or whatever, and you know, changing you or whatever, you know, getting ready becoming a teenager.
Yeah, I got this Scottish thing going on with, you know, privacy. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, I shut the door. Anyway, but I mean, I don't get them in the bathroom. I was just teasing you there, but I don't get them in the bathroom, but they are around you.
Oh, that's too bad.
they are around you, but they're not in the bathroom for sure. But I just get the feeling that they're very aware of everything going on with you, and they're around. So you just talk to them. Absolutely. I mean, I think that if you were to get a hold of a EVP recorder and just learn, you know, kind of learn to do some of the EVP techniques that are out there, I think you would actually get messages from them.
Oh, I would love to. You know, I would really love to learn how to do that, John. I really want to start unleashing my. I think I have what they call supposedly gifts. I think that I do have those abilities, and I can, you know, I'm just like, I wish I knew how or what to do or to be able to do that communication, because I need it.
Well, I'll give you the whole secret of EVP. Excuse me. EVP is just a matter of repetition. You know, I went out not knowing a damn thing of what I was doing, as usual. And, you know, I grew up with all these things going on in my life, but I got out there, and my first day out, I was hitting EVPs right off the bat. Some days were better than others. You know, I would come back, and I would only have a few. Other times, I would have just hundreds. And it's very unusual now for me not to get EVPs, because once you start doing this, it somehow marks you in the spirit world. Somehow you get... you are able to walk into a place you've never been, and the local spirits will know, oh yeah, that guy is somebody I can talk to. And they'll come in and start either trying to do clairaudient stuff with you, or they'll come in if you're doing EVP work, and they'll just burn up your EVP recorder with EVPs. And I strongly feel that some of it is the repetition that I've been doing changes the way I interact with the recorder, because there's a certain element of me that with the mediumship I do interacts with that recorder, and I found that to be fairly consistent. And the more I do it, the better the EVPs get. So there is definitely something with the mediumship in it. So if I could give you any advice, just do lots of it. Don't do 50-minute recordings. You'll get bored in a heartbeat. But go ahead and do 2 to 3 minutes at a shot. Ask some questions. Go to a place that's special to you, or just sit in your house and talk to the local spirits. And do it regularly. And before you know it, stuff will start happening. And what ended up happening with me was about a year into it, my clairaudience just really kicked in, and I started hearing them. And then I started hearing them. And they were answering, and we were getting it on the recorder, and that was like on multiple cases that happened, and everybody's looking at me going, what planet are you from? I'd love to say, oh, yeah, I'm so special, oh, yeah. Right. I think that happens with everybody who does this. At some point, like J.M. Grant on Ghost Hunters, they found that the more investigation they did, the more psychic and mediumistic they became. And so you develop a sense for it. You see the same thing on Ghost Adventures, with Zach. He's an incredible psychic and medium, because the more exposure he gets to it, the more he's able to zone right in exactly where the spirits are and where the significant activity happens on the cases he does. So just get in there and do it. You don't have to know everything you're doing.
Well, I do have a question for you. Tomorrow I have to attend a forced meeting with the director of student apartment housing that I live in with my family, and with the director of quote unquote student life here at the university. And I'm sure it's not going to be a great meeting. I've wound up sending some letters to the governor of Kansas and to Obama and to the national ADA for a lot of my ADA rights are being discriminated and really, really giving me a hard time to get through my schooling. And I don't have much longer to go through, but I don't want to be harassed every time I turn around. And so this is another form of it. And so I have no idea what to expect tomorrow.
What is the demand being placed on you?
Well, every time it's different. A couple of weeks ago, they were refusing to take me to the handicap entrance to drop me off on the disability bus at the disability parking lot entrance to the building. They wanted me to walk an enormous amount of length that is against my medical recommendations from my medical providers that they have a copy of. And if it was, if they said that's what they were going to do, and if I couldn't do that, good luck getting the class. But yet the other disability students are being accommodated and taken to their buildings. So, I had to try and see what I could do. They left me stranded one day, and I walked so farther than was supposed to be per my recommendations that I've injured my knees more, and I will have to have both knees replaced this summer. It's no longer an option. They both now have to be replaced due to further damage that's happened.
What is it that you're wanting to know at this point, then?
Do you see? Do you see anything about tomorrow's meeting? Do you get any feeling of what's going to happen? Are they going to evict me? They won't even tell me what it is that I'm being summoned for, other than it's regard to my, terms.
There's definitely a running pattern here, and you're obviously on somebody's rate who's got a stick, you know what, to you. And obviously there's been conflict, so it won't be anything good, I could tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
That's right off the bat. I mean, that's not even doing mediumship. That's just seeing the situation as
it is.
The one thing that I keep getting with you in particular is empowerment for you. Is just to take control of the situation, you know, and say, yeah, basically, when you go in there, what can we do to work this out?
Okay.
Not to take a, you know, because the one thing I keep getting here is it's the two of you are pushing against each other, and, you know, you're the one person who's not going to win in this thing. If you know, because you're trying to push all this energy at it, and you're going up against a larger force, and it's just basically, it's an element of, military common sense is when you have two opposing forces and one is smaller than the other, generally the larger one wins. In karate, when I took my karate training, one of the things that we learned was to use an opponent energy against them. And you would have somebody rush you and you step aside and you can step into them and then you take control of their energy and you can move that to where you want it to go. Does that mean that it's something that you should do you know, on the drop of a pin at every chance you can? No. Karate is a highly spiritual practice. And so when you are using that energy, you use it with wisdom and you use it in very light application for what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, practice, it's one thing. In actual combat, which I've had to do in combat, I had a problem with someone who tried to break down my door once, and him and I had a problem. And I broke his $200 sunglasses with my fist, and it was the best thing I ever did because it felt so cool because I hated the guy. But he also broke my jaw. And so we came out of that pretty even, but, you know, he was busted up and so was I. But the bottom line is, you know, nobody wins in these fights. And
right.
You are in an equivalent situation, but you're up against an organizational entity that's got a budgetary problem, and they're doing everything they can to basically to get rid of you know, folks that are costing them, and not only that, you've got a history with it. So sometimes the one thing you can do is just say, okay, you know, I hear what you're saying. You know, what can we do to work this out, and where would you want to take it, and see what they do. Because if you're just going in and you're saying, you know, well, I'm about writing letters and I'm complaining about this and that and you. I really don't know that that's going to get anything other than people are going to look and say, oh, God, you know, I look at this kind of thing and say, what can we do to resolve this? What's going to be able to make this better so everybody wins on this deal?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see where that goes. Is it going to go necessarily the way you'd like? I don't think so. But I think you'll get farther along than if you walked in and said, you aren't going to do that, you know, blah, blah. Because they've already made their mind up they're going to do something to you.
Right.
The question is, you know, where do you drive that? And then you can go forward from there. And obviously you're keeping all your paperwork. You're keeping all the track of the interactions and keeping a log and all that of date times and who said what and all that. So I don't feel good stuff from it, but I feel like you've got some room to maneuver. You know, I really feel like you've got room to maneuver if you change the terms of the combat. And that's what this is. It's a form of combat. And when just see it as directing energy, stay calm, let them do all the talking, and just then stand back, and you choose your reactions carefully. Reactions, you know, when you put thought into the reaction, and you just nod a lot and go, okay, and then bite your lip and just kind of look at, you know, and then think it through. Don't react, you know, with the emotion right off the bat. Think with logic. That's why, even though we're psychic, you know, like I'm a psychic medium, my daytime stuff, I balance that out. Like I'll get impressions of things going on at work, and I'll sense energies of people, and I'll get feelings of what's going on. And I use that all the time. But the other part of the brain, with the logic and the reasoning that we have, is there for a reason. And you balance that out, and you can use that to your advantage. Don't run on pure emotion. Run on the logic, too, and that will definitely guide you through this, because you're dealing with people who are using that against you.
Right.
So they're
well,
not worried
about
feeling.
The big thing is that they have never been able to get me to crack. I have never, like, screamed at them, yelled at them, threatened them. And they've tried to get me to that point.
Yeah, and
if
you've
been
doing that, that's more power to you. But understand, you've presented a challenge to them now, you know, you're at a point where you're running out of rope to go. So now you're looking down at the bottom of the, you know, the bottom of the valley that you're hanging over, and you're having to make a decision. Well, do I use a parachute or do I drop straight down? I would take the parachute approach and say, okay, how can we work this out so this works out for the best for everybody, and see what they say, you know, because if you haven't done that, I suspect just coming up and trying to negotiate with them may be a tactic that'll maybe get their attention. If they're so inclined to be, you know, idiotic and not want to go that direction, then you know you've got the other options that you've been working, but
right.
It can't hurt.
Right.
It can't hurt.
Right.
But you realize you're dealing with, I'm in a work situation right now where, you know, if I were to go in there and resist some of the things going on and watch the tide, the way the tide is going, and stand out and say, you can't do that. And they're going to run over me like the Amazon River over a rock. I mean, sometimes it's better to go with the tide, but swim to the side and use the, you know, if you're caught in a rip current, you swim to the side. You don't try to fight the energy, you know, and this is not fair. I can't be taken out to sea. Swim to the side, and then you'll get out of the riptide, and you can go where you want to go. And I really feel that with you. So, you know, I think you're going to do okay.
Do you think if I do that tomorrow, that it'll be productive tomorrow? Or do you think no matter what I do, they've already decided out?
They've already made... They're going to come in and make demands, and if you come in and you're much more, what can we do to work this out so everything is for the best? Because I don't know what it is. I mean, you're walking in blind. This is going to be
I'm walking in very blind.
So the best thing to do is just take it all in and just go, okay, you know. And it doesn't mean that you're signing some agreement. It doesn't mean that you do anything. You know, you're just going to be very you just take it as it comes and don't react and leave them wondering what the hell to do. Because if you're very agreeable and then you say, okay, well, why don't we talk this through? What can we do? And if they come back and they're going to make their mind up, there's nothing you can do about it other than to go with the flow. And then you can go seek, you know, assistance. In some other cases, though, you may have somebody who's actually got a heart, you know, behind this, who's actually a human being, and they're going to look at you and go, wait a minute, this is weird. You know, this isn't in the book. Where what was the file saying about this person being this way, and now they're doing this? And you do that, and it'll completely change the whole flow of what was happening and put a whole new complexion on it. And I've seen that happen time and again.
Okay.
You know, where you're having these headbutting episodes, and then the next thing you know, you just shift your pattern. And when you shift that, when you're willing to move and shift things, and you're controlling the events, that changes the whole picture. And sometimes they don't like it because you're controlling events, and then they want that back, and then they'll start moving your direction, and then maybe there can be some negotiation, and then everybody can win. So I honestly hope that works out for you, though, my dear.
Yeah, me too. Well, you'll know on Sunday. I will definitely let you know. I just, you know,
okay.
I'm
all
exhausted.
Right. Well,
it's just, you know, very unfortunate. This is my last semester on campus, and it's just, outrageous.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I can't get into my apartment until about 1:30, 2 in the morning, because they refuse to take the people out of handicap that are there illegally. And so sometimes even my husband has to go wait in the laundry room with his medical scooter, because he can't get back into the apartment because you can't use the ramp. And they just won't do anything.
Well, if it gets bad enough, what I'd say is you always have the opportunity to call the local news organization and basically ask if they'll come out and document some of this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been trying to, you know, hold out, because I do know, you know, like personally, like John Quiñones and from ABC, and you know, Antonio Moro from, you know, CBS, and a few from CNN and whatnot, you know, from when I worked with them in Chicago. And I just, you know, I could call on them if I needed to, but you know, I just don't want to do that or utilize the legal system and dollars and money and energy for stupid.
Well, if you, the trouble is, you know, in a world where there's perceptions,
yeah.
Sometimes that's what the media is for. It doesn't mean you're going to do anything terrible other than just illustrate you've got a problem, you're not getting results. You know,
right.
We can put that out on the air. And the next thing you know, you've got people falling all over themselves trying to help you. And, you know, so I would just, you know, put that out there for you. But,
okay.
Yeah, I got 28 minutes and I got two callers waiting. So.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thanks
my dear.
Thanks a bunch. Good to see you back. Glad your dad's doing better.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
See you later, my dear.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. 718, I'm going to bring you on. And I see you out there, 951, so we'll bring you in. Here we go. 718, you are on SoulStream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Celine, and I'm calling from New York. Excuse me. Hi, John.
Hi.
Yes, my question is, I'm trying to relocate to a temporary place. Pretty much like a safe haven, if I may.
Uh-huh.
Due to my circumstances. Can you tell me, you know, what Spirit is saying about this?
Have you called in before? Have you called me before, by any chance?
No, I don't recall.
Okay, you just said your voice sounds so familiar, and I can't quite place it why. But so you're trying to get into a temporary place, and
right.
You're just wanting to know if this is going to work out.
Yes, yes. Just, you know, on a temporary basis due to, you know, the situation I have here.
This is through no fault of your own.
Say that again?
This is, whatever is, I'm not sure of the whole situation, but what I'm getting is this is not your fault.
Okay.
Is this like, is the situation you're in, you know, you had no control over?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And you're having to appeal to some outer power to be able to help you with this. Is this some governmental agency? Is this like a governmental thing?
No, not at all. There was an incident that happened here, so.
Well, what is this authority? I mean, I feel like that there's somebody that's in authority that you're having to deal with that. Trying to read this, and it's confusing the hell out of me. I feel like there's a yeah. I think I was thinking the same thing there, Chris. Are you in some kind of shelter? Is this a shelter you're trying to get into?
No, I'm not in a shelter right now. I'm in an apartment.
But you're trying to. You're trying to get into this other place, this temporary location.
Right.
No fault of your own, however, the situation that's driving you to this point, correct? Let's just reiterate that.
Yes, pretty much.
My lamp goes yellow. First I have blue, then I have yellow. It's like spiritual. And I am confused. This one's got me stumped because I'm going to have to. I'm not getting anything from any of your guys. My guides are just being silent. I'm trying to understand this, and I the only thing I keep picking up on is it. I'm getting some sort of institutional thing. Is there, you know, I keep getting that. The place you're trying to go, is this like a place where there would be other people? Because is there other people there that you're going to be with?
I'm assuming so.
All right. Is there a substance abuse or something like that? I'm getting that these people are all in there together for the same reason.
What is
this? I mean, I am completely confused. Go ahead and open up and just tell me what this is, because I mean, I'm completely wow. I have no clue.
There was an incident that happened here, and that's why I'm trying to leave from here.
Oh, is this so? There was you're trying to get out of a location that there's like a criminal type thing or a crime that's happened.
Yes.
Okay, And so the shelter is really was really kind of because I was looking at shelter, and there was a woman's shelter, but then I was thinking, well, shelter, but I don't know, I couldn't quite make sense of it. And I was thinking woman's shelter, but it's really more of a shelter away from a violent situation.
Right.
Okay, so the police are, you're trying to deal with a law enforcement type thing to get you out of a situation where you've got some room to figure out where to go from there, right?
Right, right. Well, actually, it wasn't involving me, but, you know.
You're somehow associated with it, and it's put you in danger.
Right.
And do you have children?
Just one.
Yeah, and so that's your overriding concern is the child and you.
Right. Yeah.
And this is a male that was this a male energy that did this thing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And was this thing done to? I'm trying to get, it's a mixed bag with what this was done to you. Yeah, because I knew I had I knew you were trying to get into some place to get sheltered from a storm, but I couldn't figure, and when you said no in the woman shelter, I go, I can't figure this out. But is this, did this guy really badly hurt somebody or something?
Yes. Yes, it was my niece.
Oh, my God.
Right.
He's like raging. This, I'm getting like raging bull. I mean, out of control, crazy. I mean, is that the way this guy is?
I really don't know anything about the person, but you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, was she like staying with him, and then he kind of went off on her?
No. She was on her way to school, and that's when you know this person was waiting for her.
But she knew him.
Not just in the neighborhood. She's, you know, she's have seen.
Yeah, there was like knowledge of, but you know, I mean, man, this is a confused. The whole thing is so confusing. But I'm totally lost as to how you are involved, where you're now needing the protection for the child, because is like there a group of them that are all involved on this guy's side of the fence that are all going to go after all the family? Is that kind of the sense of it?
No, I don't really feel that, but just, you know, I want to leave this location.
Well, I don't know that the police are going to look at it the same way you are with, let's just say that. They're not going to just put you up, since you're kind of removed from it. But are you you're close to this niece, correct?
Yeah, very much. We live together. We all live together.
Well, that might be enough. It's going to just depend on you getting the right guy or gal in there to look at what's going on. And if you're closely associated with this person that created this, that did this crime, know of you?
No, I don't believe. I don't believe so.
Okay, then.
My thing is to get out of here.
Yeah, you know what? There's more than one way to skin a cat with getting out of a situation like this. I don't know that you're going to be able to get the police to kind of open up those kind of resources, you know, right off the bat. I'm sorry, I'm not, you know, mediumship stuff was just kind of shut down. It was like, I go, what? And they're like, there's nobody there. Hello. You know, I just didn't feel it with this. But the one thing I got is, you know, I'm getting from this, just instincts are saying that the police are not going to open up in that area for you. So you've got options. However, if you wanted to go through the shelter option where you needed just a temporary place, you may be able to, you know, speak with an agency on that regard. Your mom's still alive?
Yes.
Getting a mother energy with you. Mother got a sister, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Sister's still here? This side of the sister's here on this side, right?
Yes.
Strained relations? I hate to say this. Is it strained? Is there like a problem in the relationship or something like that?
With who?
I'm feeling one of the two, and I'm not sure which. It's mother or aunt. But I'm feeling like, is there like a little bit of a, has there been some strain?
You said strange or strained?
Strain. It's been some minor difficulties between you?
No, we're not living together. So.
Huh.
No,
well, I'm kind of, is that someplace you can go?
No, you're right. it's not a place that I can go.
Yeah, that's kind of I feel like it would just cause, either strain in, there would be problems going there or, or that there's been some stuff in there. But the sister energy, is she closer to you? Her sister?
As far as, relationship wise?
Closer physically. Is she closer physically to you?
You mean geographically?
Geographically, yes.
No, she isn't. She's a good one.
Okay. But is she? I just feel like the reason I got shown this sister is because there's something that she can do to help you. I mean, scared of this. You're really scared of this situation, aren't you? There's like a real fear thing going on here.
Yeah, sort of. I think I'd rather be amongst, other people.
Well, I'm really feeling like if I had to pin it down, is your mom's sister, you could call a family conference and do a council, and I think that they would be able to get you over there for whatever reason, just to get you some space. I don't know how it would affect your current life and all that, but if you need a little break, that might be the thing to do. It's sort of the last place somebody would be thinking of going and looking. And I hope that helps, because, very confused energy. This is so scattered. I feel like all of this just sort of has come in and bang, 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 and there's a lot of emotion around this whole setup. Very confusing. I mean, that would be the way I'd put it. And I can understand why you might feel the way you feel. But don't write off your family just on, your mother, maybe I'd say, yeah, that might be a little bit, but, think about family helping you too. And you could reach out. Okay?
All right.
All righty,
mate. Thank
you so
much, John. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thanks again.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. All right. We got about 15 minutes. I got three more readings, so we're going to kind of speed through it. So have one question, and we'll do our best to do speed reading through the rest of it here. So I'm going to take, let's see, who did I just get? Did I have 905? Yeah, 951.
Yes.
I think, is that the one I just hit? 951 is that, who we got here on 951?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Donna, and I'm from San Diego, California.
Hi, Donna from San Diego. You're like in California, like me. Cool.
Yeah. Rainy today, though, but we needed it. I don't think I've tuned into your show, but I guess you can receive messages from the other side, I take it.
Occasionally, I get like these spirit people, and they come in through my head, man. I just like got a big antenna on me. I struck out on the last one because, man,
that was
some serious stuff going on. But I am here for you.
Oh, good. That'd be great. I mean, do you pick up anybody, any family members that have passed on by chance? Any messages that they might have? Or
strong male. I get
anything?
A strong male presence with you. There's a strong male energy at dad's side.
Oh.
This is dad's sign.
Yeah, all right. Wonder which one, who it is.
I'm working on that. And,
okay,
and don't
sorry.
Never tell the medium what's going on. I got to tell you. See, I connect to them. Then I tell you stuff, and you say yes and no.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
We got to set up. All right. let's see. So, yes, I have these German people in my head. Okay. So what I'm getting is, and Nancy is saying Salvation Army for that other caller. I just saw the chat room, Salvation Army. So if Elaine is still listening, think about that. Go into chat and you can talk to some of the folks there. But what I'm getting is this male energy with you, and Dad is still here on this side, correct?
No.
No? I was afraid to say Dad was passed. I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but...
No. He's been gone for a while.
I said that, and the K2 meter just lit up the minute. I run paranormal gear here in studio, so, I kind of went against my inner feelings, but... I was thinking, brother, is there a brother of his that's still alive then? Because I'm getting, I was sitting there thinking.
I lost touch with that side of the family. I would assume there's probably one left. He had a few, but like I said, I was 13 when he passed, and I'm 40-something now. So, there's a strong possibility, yeah.
Okay, so you've lost touch with that, but
I know.
I was confused, because I'm getting confused because it was like, I knew that. It was Dad's side, then I wasn't sure if it was Dad that passed, and I was going, well, I'm getting brother energy, and I was kind of made the guess, but what I'm getting is that I feel that there's a brother that is alive, that is still out there that you may want to be in contact with that may have stories for you about.
Oh, I'd love to, yeah, right.
So that's kind of the message I get. The other, now that I know who the male, because I was getting this strong male energy,
right.
And I'm going, where do you belong? And he was just, it was all over. But I knew it was Dad related, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the thing I get is, was your dad military?
No, my dad, he did. He was in the service when he was younger. That's right, because we have his flat. When he was buried, we have the flat, or my sister had the flag, right.
Was he in, did he see combat?
I think so. It's so sad. I'm so young, but possibly, I think so.
Okay. You may want to find out the reason I use a number of implements here in the studio, by the way, and the mind lamp, for those of you who know what that is, went through very deep red, indicating love. Okay, so there's deep love for you. He definitely is connected with you. He's around you. And so know that you can just talk to him. Okay,
right.
So it's nice to have me here, and other mediums will do the same thing, but we'll all tell you the same thing. You can have conversations with Dad, okay?
Oh. Well, so I look just like him, so I wouldn't doubt it. I look just like him.
So I would say
I've been wanting to get in touch with that side of the family for so long, and this is so exciting for me.
You are very capable, I think, of go in and pull everything together you can about what you know about the family.
Mm-hmm.
Get that on paper. And then go out and use one of the tracking services to go in and find out all about your family history.
Right.
And you should be able to connect up with these people and start finding living relatives. But I do feel brother energy here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's got too long. So you may got to get in there and get this.
Yeah, he's got to be up there, right.
You got to
jump
on this. And even
I wonder if it's my uncle Melvin. Does Melvin ring a bell? I'm thinking my uncle Melvin. Uncle Mel.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
That one I don't know, but what I get is...
Or Jack. There's an Uncle Jack and an Uncle John. I know that.
It's one of the two J's.
Okay. Probably Jack. I bet you... Okay.
It's one of the two J's, I gravitated to Jack. So, but it's I don't think Melvin, but I think Jack.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. All right.
But what I get is, were they into cars? It's so cavalry. Most guys are into cars, but these guys were into driving. And there was some kind of driving component with either your dad or the way the family was about cars.
Probably. Yeah.
Was there a racing component to the family? Were they?
Oh gosh!
Are you like fast in the car, and
I've been known to have a heavy foot, but I'm trying to think. I have cousins that are you know, I wouldn't doubt it that you know that they'd be into that. So that'd be
okay.
Neat to
just yeah, file that away. But right. What I strongly get with you is that you know, if you're going to do anything about learning about your other side of your family's history,
right.
Now is the time because these are the people that the ones that are going to know the stories. Are not going to be here long. So this is
I
the time
know.
To jump
through. Right.
And your dad is writing my case about this to really get this strongly beat into your head because you I gotta say this, you're very stubborn.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And you need to get over the head with a 2x4, so I'm hitting you with a 2x4 going,
right.
You need to go see your family's history and do it while they're still alive. So
okay.
They're doing that. Now, you have children? You have a child, right?
I have one daughter, yes. Well, two,
okay.
But I put one up for adoption, but one that I raised, yeah.
Okay, so you know where this other child is, right?
Oh,
when
yeah,
you put
I
up.
See her. It's an open adoption, yeah. It's very
okay,
I see
so
her.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, yeah, because I was going, is she
yeah.
she not mentioning it? That's
good. It's
so,
all good,
you know?
Yeah. It's
all right,
yeah.
So that's all up and above board, so everybody knows everybody.
Right.
What? Is this thing that they're pushing at me? I think you're going to learn. Is there someone famous in your family?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm getting fame.
I have a ton of relatives. I mean, I have some cousins that, you know, I wouldn't doubt. Well, we're from, my last name is Vandermolen, you know, from Holland. I don't, you know, I'm not, I don't know. I don't know which one it would be,
okay.
But I wouldn't doubt it.
I would suspect you have somebody like with a show business component or something in the media or the arts
Ooh.
That's famous. So just
wow.
When you do your research, I would not be surprised that you find that information out. Let's just put it
Ooh,
that way.
How
you guys
exciting.
Are, yeah, I, what I feel like is you're not afraid of the limelight, okay? So
no.
You know, be aware you're going to run into some of that. Are you kind of a jack of all trades?
Yeah, I am.
Person?
Yeah.
You came by that naturally. That's coming from dad's side.
Oh.
Mom's side is interesting. Is your mother like? Your mother's alive, correct?
No, she died about three and a half years ago.
What? If you got a mother energy on this side still, who's with you though? I mean, I feel like you've got a motherly energy here. Is there someone who you have like a mother-like relationship with?
No, no. I can't think of anybody else, you know, off the top of my
okay,
head.
Okay, and obviously she's still around you because, I mean, I'm getting...
Aww.
Was she into art or was there like an artistic component to this woman?
Mm-hmm. My mom, no.
Who was the artist?
Well, my sister could draw. I mean, she was, you know... She was an artist, but she, you know, she did know how to draw. I don't know if that's...
Well, somebody was creative in...
well, I'm a hairstylist. I mean, I'm a hairstylist. My grandma was a hairstylist. I don't know if that has
okay.
anything.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And see, I knew it was somebody that, you know, they did,
right.
like, something with art, hands-on,
yeah.
making
right.
things.
Right, yeah. I work with my hands,
beautiful,
yeah, definitely.
Pretty. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So was your mother... Did your mother have anything to do with any of that kind of thing, too?
No, she couldn't even do her own hair. No, she... Not, I mean, she never really tried... She was just a good mom, you know. She just did all the
okay.
home. Yeah.
So she was just your good standard, you know, average American mutt mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was.
And she ran a bar. She had her own little beer and wine bar for a while. So she was a good business person.
Well, so she had this business kind of acumen, and she ran a business, and she ran a bar. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was she? I keep getting she's creative at something.
Well,
she did
try to make a quilt one time, but before, you know, she made a quilt for my daughter just for her to have for you know, keepsake. So she just never really put too much effort into it, but she probably did have some natural talent there, yeah. You know?
Well, is the bar sold? I mean, is that all
gone?
Yeah.
Yes, it's sold, yes.
Is it still in business?
It's still around, yeah. Somebody else, you know.
And would it be would it be safe to say that the that there's like the that everything that is basically in the same kind of shape as she left it, for the most part.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, her one of her best friends was the owner of the property, so yeah, it's pretty much.
And her best friend did her best friend because I mean I'm leading us down the road because I am not backing off this creative thing. She's really pushing this, and I'm sticking with this like glue because there's a creative component to your mother that you don't know about that is somewhere associated with the bar. And I think that if you go back and you may find some stories there, I feel like you're going to find out more than you've got some. There's a lot of unknown history, things that you don't know about that you're going to be shocked at when you find these things out. So both sides of the family have this stuff going on. But I think the best friend that you're talking about may have some stories for you. So you're kind of in the role of, in your 40s, having this kind of where I started at when I started getting interested in my history. You're going to find out a lot you didn't know.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so,
I've been wanting to do that.
But your mother has a history that I feel she wants you to know about, a creative side to her. I don't know that she even... before you were born, if this was something, I think this may have been something she was doing before you were born.
No, I would have known it. I would have known it. I'm
something there,
sure, yeah.
And I mean, I'm sticking to this like glue, man.
Okay.
Well, she's a tough customer. She's really pushing this creative deal. But I do know this. When she passed, was this a sudden passing?
No, she had emphysema. She smoked.
But was it sudden when she passed? I mean, she was
sick. She was on morphine. I mean, it was like, you know what I mean? It was just not really sudden. It was drawn out a little bit.
Okay. I mean, from the time that she got really sick to the time she passed?
It didn't take long. It took,
that's what I mean. It's like she's here, so she gets sick, and she's gone. And it's like it's not some long, drawn-out affair.
Like a year. I mean, when she got diagnosed, it was about a year after that.
And then, but the real sickness, when she really got to the point where she couldn't walk.
Yeah, then she, like,
know,
yeah,
and
she kind of, it went suddenly.
It just like,
exactly,
gone.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
So I just feel like there's a whole side to your mother that you don't know about, and I don't understand.
I wonder if that was my grandma. Like I said, my grandma was a hairstylist, you know, and that's why I think, you know, I inherited that from her. She was artistic, like, you know, creative.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my grandmother,
Okay, then how did the grandmother pass? Because, you know,
she had pancreatic cancer. Yeah, cancer seems to get my family, so. But, yeah, she was a hairstylist for a while.
Well, maybe I've been on the wrong person because
right.
I mean,
it was probably my grandmother.
Okay.
And there's probably stories there that I don't know about. I'm sure. Yeah.
I feel strongly there's history with your mother. Now I'm gonna stop just for a second.
Okay.
We're at 11:28. We got a minute 43 left here on SoulStream. So I'm going to we'll keep going into overtime on the show. And
oh, you're
I've
so
got,
sweet. Thank you so much.
90 seconds. I got to British woman because we've got 90 seconds left. What are we going to do? Okay.
It's funny that
so
you speak British
gonna...
accent because my mom's last husband was from Britain.
Oh, I guess that, you know.
Oh,
it's just jolly good.
That's exactly how it talks.
Yes, I'm a lad from Liverpool, you know. Let's see, we've got Carrie Whisper out there, Daru 3, Jeannie Marie, coughing, Nancy Sky, Ellen Rome, 5885. We've got Vicky Lady, Nancy Mom, Castle 407, Guest 79, and we've got Groover Daisy TM. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. We're going to be off the air, off stream here in about 45 seconds. So I'll go ahead and just play a... actually do a tap dance here. Geez, what do I got in the hopper I could play? I think I'm just going to talk it out. Heck, let's see. What do I have that I could do that would be fun? We'll do Creepy Egypt on the way out. Okay, 24 seconds. So we're going to leave you on a mystical note. This is Soul Stream. We're going to be back on Saturday night. Do some online EVP, talk to the other side. I'm having a fun night getting my legs back here with mediumship after a long absence. See you guys here Saturday night, 9:30. Be there, square. Love you guys. Okay, off stream in 2, 1. We're on the stream. We're on the. We're not on stream. My mind is like lost. I'm gone. I did this show ad hoc, and no, I didn't even prep with doing any meditation. Usually, I do that ahead of time when I do my reading work. But anyway. I'm having it's funny, I was hitting it strong, and then at the end of it, I'm just kind of running on autopilot here, but this I know this much. Strong female energy, your mother's side,
okay.
Creative energy, creative woman. Obviously, your grandmother, I'm hitting, I was hitting the wrong one, but a motherly energy, I know that for sure. I don't know that you're all that psychic and all that, but do you occasionally kind of feel like you're being watched in your home?
Oh, I don't. You know what? I don't. No, not really. I don't pick up on it. I probably am being watched, but I don't, you know. But you know what? I have picked up on my sister when she had a heart attack. I did pick up her symptoms when that happened. That was a trip.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
That's what I'm saying is I really feel like you get
I get more of a feeling, yeah. Yeah.
You've got that intuition thing going on, but it's not your regular bit. But what I would say is you do have the other side, especially your mom's side, seems to come in visitation. So they're aware of what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. But you know, the dad thing is really a powerful thing. You had a lot of questions about all of this growing up.
I do. I know. I look just like my dad, and I've been wanting to connect with that side of the family for so long, and I didn't know if they would be receptive, you know what I mean? Because I was young, and they don't really know me, but that's my blood, you know, and I don't have any family left, and I'd love to be able to you know, get to know them. So, it's exciting for me.
I think you're going to be well received. You know, just in there.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
cool.
Just typing in here and chat here just for real quick.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't have any family. I mean, I do have family members, but I don't know them. And I know I have a ton of cousins that aren't too far from here, and I don't even know them. And that would be wonderful if I had this.
Yeah, I really think that you're going to do well with that. And I do know, the energy on the other side with the your father and the brothers is still there. Strong of it. The thing with your mother is really screwy for me. I mean, I really feel that I was really messed up on your mom versus grandma, and I don't understand what the deal is with your mother. I was so mixed up. I mean, were they like opposites or something?
Yeah, they were. They were totally opposites. My grandma kind of was a little partier in her day, and my mom was straight laced. You know what I mean? She just. Yeah, very kind of close-minded. She wasn't real open to, like, the spiritual thing, you know. She thought that was, like, kind of old school. Wasn't really...
Okay, well, she loves you dearly. I mean, your mom... you're cut off a different cloth, okay?
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh, my God, so different. She thought I was, like, not even her, you know. I was definitely...
Who kidnapped my child and put this small being of light in here? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally different from my mom.
I think, is there, I don't know who this guy belongs to. I got another male.
Oh, what?
I'm getting some kind of quick passing with a male on...
Mm. See, I have stepdads, too, that have passed.
Well, I got this guy. I think it's mom's side.
Hmm.
I'm trying to place him.
Hmm.
There's a... I don't know that this is a... I was thinking car accident, and it's going... They're going, no, not car accident. Hmm. Some sort of accident. Accidental death.
Well, you know what? I had a cousin that... You know what? I had a cousin that, when he was younger... Oh, this is on my dad's side. Never mind. Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Well, I'm batting so bad tonight. I mean, it's like all I know is this guy died in an accident. And
he was playing Russian roulette. Can you believe that when he was younger? I don't even. He was like, could you imagine?
God.
Isn't that terrible?
It's not impact. It's like it's. And I'm going, well, what is it? And then. So, you know, I was trying to figure what the hell did he die of?
He was young, yeah.
I was getting young male. My dad's brother's son,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Did he have a connection of some sort? Was there a closeness with your mom's side of the family in any way?
Not my mom's side, but, you know, we would go visit. My mom and his mom, you know, they
okay.
At that time, was a long time ago.
Okay, so what I'm probably, I'm probably getting stuck, and this is part of me getting back my sea legs with all this. Yeah, what I've had, just so you know, my father has been in a hospital for 20 days now, something like that, and he's getting set to pass, and so there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Right,
and
of
I've
course.
Been sick, and so I'm just getting back and nearly coughing up my lungs.
Oh, that's
so
okay.
I'm like, I'll be back going.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate your time, totally. You're making my evening.
Yeah,
no
problem. I mean, you've got a really interesting bunch in your family.
I know.
Yeah, your dad is really strongly connected here. The one who shoots himself in the head, I'm just telling you, he's basically just popping in. Did you know him in life?
You know what? When we were kids, we'd all play. Me, my sister, and him and his brother. You know, we'd play. You know, I can remember playing on the swing. We're talking like swings and stuff. So that we were young. You know, I have my memory. I've never had the best memory, but I do. You know, vaguely remember as kids we all played together. But that was so long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're pointing out about you, and I'm trying to. I'm getting medical information with you.
Oh, okay.
Dad's side's talking about medicine, about medical.
Well, I'm interested.
Is there a condition in the family that's dad's side?
My eye, I have his, you know what, it's an eye condition. It's like, it's called, what's it called? Pterygium, and it's from the ultraviolet rays from the sun. It's like there's this, well, he had to have surgery, but I have his exact eyes. It's
okay.
Like he starts to grow over my eyes because if I don't wear, glasses. Yeah, so I wonder if that's it.
Okay.
I have the same.
All right. When we do readings now, again, remember, when I go, because I was pulling in on condition and I was ranging in on where it was and you jumped in. Now, got psyched for that.
Oh, so sorry.
I was kind of gearing in on the head trying to figure out where.
So you guys
going
in that direction,
I was going that direction, but what they're trying to do is, I got there to that point, but what they're doing is they're giving you evidence of that. He's just trying to make sure that it is him getting through to you, and he's really interested in seeing you get, the main message here. So that you really get it is that he wants it, clearly understood. He wants you to know more about the family history and to make the connection with these people. Follow that up, And I'm still going to press hard for you on your mom's side. You think you know your mom. I think there are people who are going to tell you stories that are going to floor you about your mom. I don't think mom was as straight-laced as you think.
Yeah, well, when she had a few drinks, she kind of,
That
once in a blue moon, only once in a blue moon, she would let loose.
Well, I think that she might have been she might have put on the straight lace on, but I think there was more to story than the I think you're going to find some things out. So, honestly, you're a great read. I mean, there's a lot of interesting with you. You've got an interesting future ahead of you.
I do. That's exciting! Yay. I've been wanting an interesting future, so I'm ready for it. I'm definitely ready for it.
I feel like you're currently working, right? You're working for a living.
I'm a hairdresser, but that's not my. I know that's not my life purpose. It's in.
I see you near water. It's not the fact that you're standing.
About a half a mile from the water. I'm staring at her.
Okay, I see you doing some work either on the water, or near the water, something to do with work in and around water, and I don't understand exactly what it is, but it is something.
Well, I live by the beach. I work by the beach. My work is like
but it's not so much that it's that. I'm talking that water is a component of the job, kind of thing. So I don't know that you're going to have a career shift in this way, but. Don't be surprised if you find yourself on a boat doing something. I don't know. Don't be adverse to, some change coming in. If it does, the opportunity presents itself, and I feel like that's kind of what they're saying, just go with the flow. You may find you'll have a lot of fun with it.
Exciting.
Okay?
Thank you so much for your time. You made my night. Thank you.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. You have a great evening.
Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. We have Carrie and Nancy are the people keeping up the chat room. We've got 646, and then I've got a Maria is out there. I see you. If I want to, I'll stick this out. We've got 48 minutes remaining on the recording left for the show off stream. So we'll go ahead and just read everybody and make sure you get a shot at it. So 646, what's your name and where are you from? Welcome to Soul Stream.
Hi, John. My name is Christina. I'm calling from California.
Hey, we're getting to California. It's all contingents out, man.
Well, it's over 40 now, so...
What's that?
Yeah. It's 11:40, so...
I know, but we're all still up, and everybody else is asleep. Isn't that cool? Okay.
Yeah, East Coast, right?
Yeah, all the East Coasters are asleep. We're like, keeping up the late shift here. But, hey, welcome aboard. What can I do for you?
Hi. I was wondering what you could pick up about my current work environment.
Like an anger problem with somebody? I keep getting like a conflicted anger. Is there somebody having a problem with you, or you're having a problem with somebody there?
Well,
it's like confused energy. I mean, I just, is it, somebody's got a big issue. I mean, I feel like there's somebody that's got a problem. What, this is conflicted with you. I mean, I don't understand. But what I'm going to just go with is say that it's causing you some problems, correct? I mean,
yes.
There's a problem, the problem at work. Is the situation being impacted by the economic current woes that are going on?
No. It's more about ego.
Okay. So it is there's a ego. There's a problem with somebody, right? This is an issue with somebody.
Right. What happened was there was a person at work. And he basically started a smear campaign and, you know, was trying to get me fired and tried to, you know, end my career. And I was able to kind of fight back a little bit, and I was reinstated. But when I continue to work at this company, and you can understand, you know, how people will perceive me, because the other guy really did a lot of harm in terms of my
reputation. Well, that's it. I mean, this is a serious, confused, conflicted thing. I mean, so, yeah, I was picking up on that. Now, remember, when I'm doing the reading stuff, you know, make sure don't volunteer too much, because I've got to be able to pull out from the other side, you know, what's going on. Now, I knew there was conflict, but I didn't know quite what the whole story was. Now, you've illustrated quite a bit of it, but would I be safe to say that this gentleman, I see that, Nancy, thanks. Would it be safe to say that, was there advances made up on you by this gentleman? Let's see. Did he make an advance on you? Was he getting... Was there an attempt at a relationship? Because, I mean, if I feel like there's...
Our last, you know, when that conflict started, yes, he said something really cryptic, and I was really weirded out by what he said.
Well, and basically you two are like oil and water at this point, and probably always were. I mean, I don't think that he's... you're right about the ego issue. I don't think he's quote dangerous, but I think he's destructive to a lot of people he's around if things don't go his way.
He's very
it's his way or the highway kind of business. You're dealing with kind of the, is he kind of well placed in the organization? Would that be safe to say? Yes.
He's
up there then. You got reinstated, but, you know, yes, you're in that situation where it's a strongly, there's a strong amount of social commentary going on. I went through something like this myself, although it wasn't the advanced kind of thing, but we went through a very critical time where three members of my family worked in the same company, and we went through a very traumatic set of events in the 1980s that was just unbelievable. And everybody had something to say. And we got through it. But if I had it to do over again, I would have changed companies. You know, I mean, I really would have done that. But I stuck it out. And probably shouldn't have, but I've had a long career there, you know, and been able to do well for myself. But I look at this thing with you, and I don't know that it's a bad thing for you to consider, you know, picking up and moving on. Because I just get the feeling old boys club. The other side is yelling at me, old boys group, old boys. You know, it's like they're you're dealing with a bunch of guys. There's a bunch of guys that are doing the talking. And I feel like there's more than, you know, there's definitely more than one. And you're dealing with some, these are entrenched attitudes that I feel like are almost institutionalized. I mean, you're not the first to go through this.
So they would never, you know, really accept me for, you know, for who I am. They just want me to disappear.
Yeah, you know, it could be, you know, you can look at it and fight it so long, and it's kind of like I was saying with one of the other callers where, you know, it's one person against a large organization. You can use the laws of the land to good effect to, you know, accomplish a lot, but you may find that the price at the end of the day is, you know, to look at it and say, what is this costing me? And you may find that, you know, if you look in your heart of hearts and you say, gee, this might be not a good thing for me to continue pushing this because it could hurt my health. You know, I was well placed in the company at one time that I'm in right now, and I ended up getting shingles from the stress, and I had to take a my doctor pulled me aside. You keep this up, you're going to die, and it'll cause you all kinds of medical, you know, complexities that you'll go on. And I said, okay, what do I do? Well, you're going to have to give up your position that you covet so highly. And I went, whoa. And I had to go spend a week thinking about that. And I finally decided that my health meant more to me than having some title. You know, and I changed the whole title here.
It's just that up because of what the other man did. It's going to be hard for me to look for another position because he really started a huge smear campaign. And
well,
right now it's
yeah,
not I, like a matter of me finding another job and I can just jump into it.
What I'm saying is you can start the process now and hold on to the job you have and do the best you can. Just keep, you know, basically, you know, don't put energy into it. Let him do all the actions and just keep logging everything like you've been doing and do the things you've been doing. But I strongly feel that you're going to have to make a value judgment. You know, to look at it and say, is this going to work out for my best interest to keep this up? Because, you know, you're up against some powerful forces here. You know, either you go get, you know, it's fairly clear. I mean, you keep the situation here and do nothing. Or you look at the situation and, you know, kind of make a judgment as to whether you want to go. Or you go get reinforcements that can help you. You know, whoever that might be, and stand and face it and beat it back further. I don't know how that's going to all play out, but you're so close to the situation. You know in your heart what you got to do, and you'll know more when you really sit down and really explore that. I just don't think that you're the first one. You're the first woman that this guy's had trouble with. I just don't think that this is. I think this has happened before. I mean, he's got a history. You know, I mean, how long has he been there?
6 years. And I wonder if if he's on the road of destruction or is he going to just go on his merry way and continue to do this to other people?
I don't think that he, I don't know that he, this is the first time, I think this is not a new behavior for him. Let's just say that. I think that this is a recurring theme. I think that he's connected through some other organization outside that is, you know, kind of moves him around. And, basically he's just shuttled from place to place because he's a problem. and you know, the HR group is, you know whatever, you know, they've got their own way of handling this, and they're moving in from company to company. And he's got these connections, and he's got something that allows him to move with comparative freedom compared to where you're at. You're in this position where you have to carefully consider what you want to do. And I do think that if you put some time and energy into it, that you will be able to find options. You know, you're not in a totally helpless position. You've got power enough that you've already shown that you've got power to get yourself reinstated. But this is a difficult situation because, I mean, are you in proximity, physical proximity to him, like in a day-to-day context?
Yes and no. I know how to avoid running into him.
Yeah, I just feel that your real challenge is going to be deciding what your future is going to be. You know, something happened to me in my career that a lot of people would have, you know, last year with the economy, I had to make some decisions about, you know, do I stay in my current position or do I take another notch down and just survive through this? And I took that option. You know, I took the position of survival, and it turned out it wasn't even that big of a deal. It turned out to be only a small cut in my pay, and I'll more than make that up in the next year with some other things I'm doing. So actually I ended up in a better position because of it. And I took a negative and it turned into a huge positive.
The thing is,
for me,
I wonder if, you know, the opinion about me, you know, is changing. Cause I think I've been doing, you know, pretty good work at my location. And, you know, I'm not talking about just surprises, but like they're really solid quality work.
Yeah, the thing is you're calling me because there's some kind of a doubt. You know, there's some kind of inner emotion. There's some kind of thing that's coming up that you can feel it in the air when you go around through there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, you know, the biggest thing you can do is acknowledge that and look at it objectively and say, how is this impacting me? Is this enough of a pain in my rump that I'm going to go do something about it? Because human beings operate on a couple of principles, you know, here in the real world, but where we live versus, you know, spirit world. In the real world, we have to look at pain and pleasure. You know, I mean, Anthony Robbins talks about this in some of his books from way back when, and it really kind of operates that way. You know, we're driven by stimulus. You know, so if this becomes a big of enough pain in the rump that you feel that is it going to be better for me to go off someplace else than to put up with this, then that's a judgment you have to make because you know yourself. But what I think is, I think that you can get through this for a while and see if the wind blows off and this guy does go away and become a problem for somebody else, which is terrible. I mean, what should happen is this guy needs counseling and serious psychiatric care because he's a royal pain for everybody. I don't think that again, I'm going to reiterate, I don't think this is new behavior. I think he's passed around from company to company. He's got some connections with somebody high up, or he's got something on somebody, but he is definitely a problem generator, you know, and he's really good at it. I think he's got some talent in the context of the work he does. He's got a huge talent and ability to bring value to the business, but he comes with a cost, and that's the problem, you know, and he's doing these terrible things to you. Going around defaming other people, if he's doing that, he's trying to draw attention away from himself and onto you because you refused in advance. And not only that, he's trying to get people not to look at him. And you got to wonder what that's about, you know. So, in your case, if you've been doing the good work and you're doing all these wonderful things for the company and you're building your case rock solid, so you've got all kinds of legal armor, you're in good shape. You know, but you really got to be able to look at the social pressures, because when you're walking around in that company and you're feeling it in the air, that's real, you know, and that has an effect on us as human beings. You know,
I agree with you. Yes.
It's psychic violence is very real. And if you don't, I mean, you're already feeling it in the air. It's actually an attack on your physical being, because human beings are made up of not only, you know, just a physical body, but we have a spirit body. And we have an electromagnetic field that we emanate. That's part of our life force. And a human being who's on the attack can remotely impact you. And imagine if he's amplifying that with other human beings who are, when you walk by, you're walking through their fields and they see you and they're projecting negative energies at you. You pick up on that. Whether you admit that you're psychic or not, you are feeling that. That is a very real thing. And women tend to be more open to that than men because men run around mostly unaware that this is around. They tend to operate in logic mode. Ladies tend to operate more in terms of their feelings, and so they're more receptive to this notion that this does exist, and this is a fact of life, you know, this is, you know, the reality. But whether the man knows it or not, he's projecting the energy. He doesn't know that he's actually doing this psychic attack on you, but he knows he's drawing his forces together, and he's going to get even with you, by God. And so you're walking through there, and you've got to walk through this minefield of all this horrible energy. There are ways to protect yourself, and what I would recommend for you is take a look at some books on psychic violence and psychic attack. Very good books out there. It can show you techniques that will help you, you know, bolster yourself so that when you do walk through those kinds of things, it will help you. I've dealt with it. I mean, I know what you're going through, because it's just, you walk through it and it's sticky, ugly energy, and you walk out feeling like you just, at the end of the day, after going through a thing like that, you're going, why am I here? Why do I feel so bad about myself? Why is it me that did this thing? You know, you feel like it's almost all your own fault, and it's not. It's not you. It's what they're doing to you.
Right. I guess my real question is, you know, is this going to all change, you know, with my hard work, you know, and just ignoring what the other guy says. I hope that my work and my, you know, will speak for itself. You know, I don't like
No. See, you know, the psychic violence is a force. You know, again, realize this. You're dealing with psychic violence. You're dealing with literally mental attack upon your person, your energy form that you are, and you have an ability to deflect that and to blunt that and redirect that back to that from which it came. Some people, you know, I mean, it's, some people will call that, quote, magic, you know, if you want to call it that. But really, it is a set of very standard psychological techniques. It's well known that these things exist. Science is finally starting to come around, that this is a real thing. And the techniques are well known. You know, you can do things to basically tighten up your energy field. And kind of, it's almost like weightlifting. You know, you want to get a better body, you're going to go out and do these things, and you're going to start to be strong and buffed up. You can redirect energy that is directed against you back to its source, and he's going to be feeling like crap all of a sudden. He's going to be wondering, where did this come from? Why am I feeling like crap? And he's going to be dumb because he doesn't know it. And the people around him, when you start redirecting energy away from yourself and just, you know, and exuding this kind of new energy that you have, it changes the whole dynamic. It won't be that the quality of your work, although that is going to help a lot. What it'll be is when you go get educated in this little area here and redirect the forces. Now, there's something I've done. I've been under psychic attack many times, you know, doing the show and also in the line of work that I do. And often I'll just do something as simple as writing down you know, basically what I want this person not to do to me anymore on a single sheet of paper. Fold that up, I take that, and guess what? I put it under a rock. And I just say, the energy of the earth is going to take this away. I don't need this anymore. And you may laugh at it, you may think this is baloney, but it's worked every time I've had to do it. And, you know, you can just basically, you know, it's basically just telling the earth, take away this energy. And protect me. You can put white light energy around you. Sounds like it's like new age stuff, man, but it's not. It's real. You can bolster the energy field around you so that you become more impervious to this. Meditation is good. Take baths that have bath salts and things that pull the impurities out of your body. Not only that strengthens your body, and puts your energy field on par where you are at your top form. They can't quite get through your armor, and they don't know why, and it these signals bounce away. They're not getting to you. So it's being good to yourself, in a way that you haven't been used to doing. And when you start doing it, you're going to find it's like getting food, like breathing. And
doing that right now, and I feel much better. Yeah, this is yes. I should not let the external world affect me that much. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's if you study this, just go look for Google it. Look for books on psychic attack, psychic violence, and Amazon's got a bunch of them. And you'll kind of find the right one that's good for you. Read that thing inside and out, and then really practice it. And you'll find that I guarantee you, you're going to find you'll feel better, and it'll open up these other options. Once you get the energy back and you're able to deflect these pressures, your work will even shine more than it is now, and it'll build you up. That opens other doors to getting out of the company. Okay, so it starts from within, and exudes out, and you become impermeable, and they don't know what to do about you. So, you're in the right on this. You're absolutely in the right on what you've been through, and you really were putting a lot of logic into it's just my work, but it's not that. There's this other little more primitive component that makes us up that you need to be able to work on. And I think that when you do that, you're going to be surprised. And I'm going to look forward to hearing back from you, because a few months, if you do this, you should call back and tell me what happened, because I got a feeling it's going to be interesting. You're going to be like, what? If anything, I think you'll end up quitting.
I wouldn't go that far. I would make sure that I have another job in place before I do that.
No, I didn't say you. I think he'll end up quitting. He.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I think he'll. I think it'll drive him batty. He's going to go batty. I had a guy that was giving me nothing but a hard time at work, and he was well placed, and I did these techniques, and he basically ended up no longer in the position he was, and he finally had to retire out and left me alone, and it was like all in a very short time. And I'm I could have, at first I was all indignant, and I thought, I have no power, I can't do anything. And then I'm going, wait a minute, I knew what to do about this. What am I thinking? And I took care of it. And, 6 months later, he was out. I mean, problem solved. It doesn't happen overnight, but you're going to notice, if you stop and write down how you're feeling, keep a journal and just take inventory once a week, and you'll notice a difference. So
I will do
that.
That
helped you,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I may not be on my mediumship high tonight, but by God, I've got some experience in other areas. So but I think that was meant for you. I think that's going to work for you.
Thank you. So I think that's what I needed to hear anyway. So thank you.
You're going to do fine, hon. Just go get them, okay?
I will. I'll let you know what happens. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. We're going to bring in Maria. We've got 25 minutes remaining. I'm feeling really good about this, doing the show tonight. I'm glad I'm just toughing it out and going the full distance here. So we got Maria, and then we got 510. So we're going to take those two, and we'll call it a night. And it's midnight out here in the West Coast. So Maria, welcome to
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Pretty good. Well, you're going to be surprised because I'm calling from Tijuana, Mexico, next to San Diego.
Well, okay. Gosh, it's the West Coast contingent out here.
Yes, it is. You see?
What can we do for you?
Well, I was calling to see what information you can give me and my relationship that I'm having right now. And how are things going to come out? How it's going to, it's going to come out.
Mind lamp just turned. I use a thing called a mind lamp that it's funny. We turn this on, and it's got a quantum computer in it. I don't pretend to understand all the technology, but what I do notice is when I'm working doing this show. It turns these different colors, and I tend to get very interesting correlations to kind of what I'm feeling. It turned a deep purple, which is usually highly spiritual and love. You know, when it, purple and also reds tend to indicate that kind of emotion. This is a man, correct? I mean, just making sure that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Have you known this guy a long, long time?
We're getting to know each other.
But was there like a meeting? Did you meet before and then it didn't do anything and then you met again?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm on it.
Yes.
Yeah. It was just like you met and no sparks, then later things, the crock pot started heating up and everything started going. Okay, so, yeah. I don't know what sign he is, but this guy is like indecisive. Is he indecisive? Is he like going side to side and he doesn't know quite what he wants?
Only
he
when.
Like, yeah. I mean, I just get the feeling. Oh, go ahead.
Only when he's like in trouble. And right now, yes, he has some closure to do. And these couple of last 6 months have been pretty good. Everything, he was very attentive and everything like that. But on Wednesday, something happened and communication was cut off. And I felt sadness, a shame, and it's something that he had explained to me about, and I'm just trying to see how things are going to go.
You love him, right?
Yes.
And he loves you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Need I say more? I mean, love can overcome anything that's out there, whatever this is, because I'm not getting a read on exactly what the problem is. But what I do know is this, men are like planets, okay? Will orbit next to you ladies, and, you're the sun, and you're grabbing, and imagine that. I mean, you're the sun, and the man comes close to you, and then something happens, and he pulls away. Mm-hmm. And you feel like, oh my God, he's dropping away. Oh my God, oh my God. And then your gravitational pull pulls him back and he's close again and he can share his feelings and then he does it again. And that's how we men operate. We tend to be this, kind of elongated orbit. And we're not good with our feelings in that area. And, at points in time, we're not very good with it. And then we come close and we fulfill you, we make you feel better, and then we do this terrible thing, which is pulling away again. And it's part of our natural pattern because we have to pull away. We need that alone time to go sort out our feelings because we're not structured brain-wise the same as you ladies are. So I kind of get that sense of that with him, although he tends to be a little more slam the door kind of a thing. He's not gradual like I am where I need to pull away, but I kind of gradually do it, and then I go off and sort of in my man cave and then I come back and I love you.
Yes.
He's kind of like, wham! He was loving you 1 minute and then what the hell happened, And that's kind of the sense I get with him. Was that basically it? He's just wham!
Yeah.
What's
going right now, he has some closure to do, something from his past from 2 years ago. And he's the one that is not that strong on commitment, but on the problem that he had over there. He's not here. He's in Atlanta, and the distance also is kind of hard. And
is this like a legal situation? And I won't ask too much.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
He's just going to have to deal with it. I would say that don't let that get in the, love will conquer all. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have to tough it out. He will have to tough it out too. But this too shall pass. That's what they keep saying. Okay. And the feeling I get is, was some of this not his fault? Was he kind of co-opted into this, whatever this is?
Kind of with his friends and everything and the situation that they got into. But that's the part that he's working on, it, you know. And he explained it. I knew about it. But, you know, it kind of blew on his face because he wasn't expecting it to be like he's seen it. Because I feel totally different. I feel like what he was explaining, it's going to be a little bit less than that. But I told him he had to go and do, you know, what he had to do because he made a choice. And
yeah.
Those bring consequences. And that's good, you know, because I know this time he's going to be coming out of it, you know, stronger. But it's going to take him a little bit of time. And the only thing that I was concerned was that during that time, will he be changed again? Because he's been hurt a lot, too. You know, like everybody else, like me, too. But
I don't know that if you just show him you love him, I don't think that's going to be the overriding concern. I mean, I think that you're right. I think that this can get resolved probably a little easier than people think.
Mm-hmm.
Is his dad passed? Is his dad
not
crossed
yet.
Over?
No.
Is his dad in a position where something's going on with his dad medically? I keep getting a strong thing about his dad. Is his dad in some legal capacity or is there like an official capacity with the father?
There's a lot of things going on. I'm sorry, my dogs are going to start barking because I feel an energy around me right now.
there's a strong feeling about his father. Was his father knowledgeable about this event with the son?
I really don't think so because the last time that we talked about his dad, he was telling him that I was coming over. And he was like, well, are you sure you're going to be able to handle everything? And, you know, we had several personal conversations. And like I told him, you know, I'm very responsible on myself. But I feel really, really close to him spiritually.
Yeah.
And
I felt the father had a very strong bearing on some of this.
Uh-huh.
And if he doesn't know about it, he will, and he will, there will be definite input from the father.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding this, but I don't think his dad's going to be real happy, let's put it that way.
I know a lot of his family, that's why I think he's going through the situation because he had not told a lot of people. And that's the shame and the sadness and depression that he's going on because people are going to find out, you know.
Well, I think what he's doing as a man is standing up and facing the music. I commend him for it, okay? His father, I think, will be fair. Will probably register some, you know, negative emotions to the son, you know, about his feelings about it, but he'll still stand by him. I think that I feel like honorable family would be the word.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and tight-knit, and just good salt-of-the-earth kind of people kind of feeling. I feel like there's somebody official in the family. There's an official person who's like a government or well-placed individual is in the family. And I was looking at the father and I'm going, but I don't know what this is, but I feel like this person's in some kind of state position or.
Yes.
It's a male energy and he's in a state position and he's got something that he can do and help, but I don't know more beyond that. And I think the father knows about that, would know how to do this. And that's, I feel like that's in the cards. That's like in play somehow in this, if this gets, the father gets knowledgeable of it. But, you know, you're the son has to open up,
mm-hmm.
you know, to that
yes.
and, you know, present it and suffer the consequences. And I think it'll make him a better man. You know, I mean, when this all is over with, you know, and the day is done,
mm-hmm.
the love will still be there for you. He will do what he has to do. And then, you know, the family will still accept him. He just has to acknowledge what he's done and then go forward. So,
yes.
Yeah, but I think your relationship is solid. As long as you just keep saying you love him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and by him, that will make him a better person, and he'll come out through this. So just be with him.
Yes.
Know?
Uh-huh. My question, moving over there, would that be very good? Because I was going to do it temporarily to see how things went.
You might want to just, that's probably a good plan, is to find out just what this is going to mean for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, judge that on the merits of, you know, your personal safety, your personal feelings about it, all that, all the things that would, you know, that's a bearing. I mean, that's a strong,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a strong thing. You need that. Mind lamp just turned yellow, which indicates just, you know, day-to-day living, day-to-day concerns, you know, I mean,
yeah.
it's basically, you know, real-life situations, you know, that you can find yourself in because of all this. So, yeah, you know, use your not only your intuition, but your logic side, and you'll sort through that. But personally, I think it won't be I don't think it's going to be a great, you know, the best thing that you would ever want to be in, but I think it could be worse.
I know.
Yeah.
The other question is this. Right now my worries are he just bought a house for us 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he might lose it? Because I'm trying to work out that issue right now with him, but he's not answering right now.
I got a feeling that's pretty much a gone goose. Yeah,
okay.
I got a feeling that you just might as well just let that go.
Okay.
You know, if it does work out, great. But in just the other side, the way that I'm just feeling right now is done. You know, this is all coming down. You know, basically everything's going to come down to, you know, it's going to clear out. You know, the energy needs to get all cleaned up. You know, things that need to go back to where they came from will go back to where they came from, and then you can start over. So,
okay.
Okay. You've got a female. There's a female presence with you, right?
I think so. I just feel my head tingling a lot from my right side. And my dogs,
yeah.
I don't know if you can hear them. I have 6 dogs, and 2 of them are going crazy.
Yeah, I feel a strong feminine presence with you, and I'm not getting any indication of who it is, although I feel this would come from your mom's side.
Uh-huh.
And I have no reading on name or rank in it. Absolutely nothing more than this person is with you. So,
on that issue, can I ask you a question? Lately, I've been getting a lot of information like that, and somebody told me that I have a shadow outside my house. I've seen shadows here in the house, but I've never been afraid of them or anything. I just ask them to leave or if they want to stay, but do not make a mess. But the one outside, that's the one that worried me, because a lot of things have passed through this house, not bad things, you know, but a lot of people have left. And
yeah, I would say a negative. You know, if it's a negative energy and you're feeling that, trust your instincts. You may want to, you know, do some, you know, ritual protection, you know, for the home. You know, do some, like I was talking to psychic protection for that other gal at call.
Okay.
You can do some things that you can kind of put some things out. Like I use black tourmaline or obsidian, which is a good protectant stone. and that will help kind of repel some things. But you may want to just confront it and find out who it is. And you do have intuitive abilities. I mean, that's obvious because you're seeing spirits and around them, and you know they're there. This female energy, I feel like guide. I feel like it's a guide energy, and it's somebody who was once human, who is now a guide and is working with you. So you can develop that and then find out more about who she is. But it's definitely a she, for sure, a very wise energy. And so I feel protection with her, with you. So
yeah, I feel my angels. I do. It started, all of this started like around 4 years ago, probably five, that I started realizing it more. You know, before it was like a joke, I felt this and that. But now that I'm starting to, I know when somebody's going to call, or I started to know things. And it's kind of, I'm working with it, you know, I'm working. I have a mentor that's guiding me. But,
I just think that, I think that you're going to develop some more from this. Adversity is a great teacher, and I think that you're going to end up with, some spiritual things are going to happen that, you know, if you haven't already had some development in that area, it's going to definitely accelerate. So, yeah. The shadow energy on the outside, I wouldn't say dark energy. I don't think it's dark. I think it's just kind of keeping its distance. You may just confront it and find out what it wants.
I've been doing that. I've been doing that since 3 days ago.
Yeah. And it feels male to me. I mean, it feels distinctly male.
Oh,
so, whatever that's about, I don't, it's not revealing anything to me. I just would say, just keep going the direction you're going. But overall, hon, I think it's going to work out for the best. Just, you know, keep at it. You know, don't give up. And you're a strong lady. You're very strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned. Yeah. That's what I've learned these couple of 7 years, and I'm being very blessed with a lot of people like you, and I'm grateful, and thank you, really.
Okay, my dear. Well, Maria, call back and let me know how it's going with you from time to time. Yeah, I'm on every Saturday and Sunday. I've been off with my dad's situation, but by gosh, I'll be back on, and so, yeah, let me know how you're doing, okay?
Yes, I will. I promise I will. Thank you so much. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night. That's a sweet lady. I like her. All right. I got 510. We got just about 5-6 minutes here. I'm going to pop on 510. I know the hand went down. Is that Nancy?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Nancy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I thought that might be you. I'm sorry I put you through all that whole time. I was like going, okay, I just was reading through and you were at the bottom of the list, so I apologize, I tried, you know. But anyway.
No, that's okay. It's just good to hear you back on the air. You did a wonderful job with your readings tonight. You really did.
I was striking out on some of it, but, you know, I didn't meditate, and not only that, but what's weird is I've got all these spirits in the place, and my meter just keeps going off. I decided for fun, I turn on some of my ghost attractant gear, which I've got these, they put out electromagnetic fields. And then I had the K2, which is far enough away that it wouldn't set off from those devices. And I'm getting all this energy in the room, so it's been good. They've been keeping me going, but I'm running out of juice, man. I think I was just getting tired, and I was just like, I'm sensing the spirit, but I don't know where it belongs. Okay, Dad, nope, it's Mom. Okay, well, all right. I knew it was out there, but
you held up pretty good tonight. Carrie and I were just remarking that, you know, we thought your voice was going to go. And you were getting tired, you know?
Yeah,
and
I'm ready to go to bed.
I I put my hand down because I thought, no, you know, I'm just going to sit here and listen for a while and maybe let Carrie say hi or something, and I didn't want to make you talk too much.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna, you know, we got about 3 minutes, you know, almost a little less than four here. But yeah, I feel like I did pretty good for a first. This is my first really detailed set of readings where I did some real load on myself to see where I'm at. You know, Saturday, I mean, I'll be in much better condition, and I'll meditate before I read. You know, so I'll be definitely back in my prime again. But yeah, I mean, it's been so long since I've done this kind of load. You know, I mean, I've done some light readings here and there, but wow. But yeah, I think we were hitting on a few cylinders, you know. So rough start, but hey, you know, it was a nice flight.
Yeah, you did very, very well. But anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go so you can pick up on Carrie and get a chance to say hi to her while there's still a couple
okay.
minutes left. Okay?
All right, let me pop her on. You can just stay on if you want. Carrie, okay. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Come in, Carrie. Come in. This is medium control. Come in.
I'm here. Just getting my mic up.
Yeah, I've just been I've been at it. This has been a long show. I've done some work, man.
Oh, the show, yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, and I think I've been hacking up my lungs here, but if you guys lived through it, but yeah, I'm all mediumed out tonight.
You did good.
The spirits
are
even tired of me right now. It's like, and I'm tired of them. It's like, hey guys, you know, go sleep, you know. So
they're
yeah,
kicking
I what's that?
They're kicking you off to bed.
Yeah, they're gonna do that. But you know, it's kind of neat to get my dad back. You know, I mean, he's you know, tomorrow morning or afternoon he'll be home, and so we haven't seen him in almost 3 weeks. I mean, it's like, wow, this is gonna be wild. Not sure what his attitude is going to be like, because he could be real difficult, but you know, we'll be getting through that. So you know, we'll see how things play out for the rest of the week. But I will, you know, I will do the Saturday and Sunday shows and get back into my game. But thanks for being there, guys. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wind it down because we got 1:27 left here, and I'll just play the end of the show, and then see you guys on Facebook, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Night, Carrie.
All right. Love you guys.
Night, night.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Love you all. Bye.
Night. See you guys later.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Bye-bye.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.